Here starts the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
So what would happen to me at the movie theater?
Oh, God, my wife.
Let me tell you about her. We get to the theater on Sunday. I know I'm doing things out of order. I'll tell you what happened Saturday later. Who cares? We get to the theater yesterday, and as we're walking up to the box office, and it's crowded, and it's like a 2 o'clock show, she says, I want to ask about getting a gift certificate for someone, for a present. And I said, aw, come on. Don't do that. And we're walking down the street. She's having an argument with me, saying, what? Why can't I just ask? I said, well, because the people behind the counter are always dumb and they never know. Right. And you're going to be inconveniencing everybody else who's behind you in line to buy tickets.
Right.
And
we got to get into your car.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned.
I don't think I'm going to miss anything. I'm like, oh, we get there in line, and there's all kinds of people in line. As you know, it's an adventure buying tickets anyway.
Sure.
Especially now that they take credit cards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you got a guy in front of me bought one ticket. Credit carded it.
Didn't have cash.
So you have to wait for the thing to go through. And even when doing that, waiting for the approval to go through, people are doing this.
Tapping.
You know, they're tapping. Right. I know, only I can hear it. But they're tapping.
It's in your head.
They're all, yeah, taking too much time. Too much time.
If they really take too much time, you start to hear the voices.
So finally, pay me in. Finally, we get up to the ticket booth, and I say, 3 for Lost in Space, please. And I think we're about to make a clean getaway. And then my wife says, can I ask you about gift certificates?
Mm.
And I go, oh, don't do this. We're standing, and she goes, can you tell me about them, please? And the girl behind the counter, of course, unequipped for this, says, well, they come in 5 and 10. Now, my wife stood there for maybe, no exaggeration, 15 seconds.
Sure.
Look at here's 15 seconds, okay? Ready?
Right.
Go. From the time I said go, my wife, still doing it. I'm simply staring at this girl, trying to noodle through what she had said.
Now, when she was thinking about buying gift certificates,
there's 15 seconds.
Yeah. Was she planning to buy, like, one gift certificate for a movie? Is that the gift? Or, I mean, is this for kids? Or
it's for this guy that we know.
Really?
This nice guy. So the lady says they come in 5 and 10.
Right.
And Frida says, oh. And then 15 seconds goes by, and she says, I don't know. It's 5 or 10. And then I said, come on, honey, 5 or 10. Let's go. The line's moving. Then at that point, she says, oh, you're a real jerk. And she goes, I'll figure it out later. And she walks away. And we're walking away. And I said to her, what didn't you understand there? And she said, well, she said that they come in either 5 or 10 movie packages. I said, no, $5 or $10. It's like McDonald's money.
Right.
That you could either buy $5 worth of gift certificates or you could buy $10 worth of gift certificates.
Well, $5 of gift certificates won't even buy you. Will it buy you a ticket?
You can
use it at the concession counter also.
There's money.
So a $5 gift certificate would be.
So then she turns to us, both of us, now, because Bart's complaining too, and she says, I'm disgusted with both of you. She says to Bart, she says, you didn't even want me to buy this gift. And then she looks at me, and you don't even have the time for it. So it's Palm Sunday. Forget you two.
So we go in and we sit down, and I mean, it's icy cold in
even
there.
And that wasn't the air conditioning you're talking
it's
about.
It's icy cold. But the whole time, I'm like thinking to my wife, it's the wrong time to do this. And I made the mistake of saying something. I said, you just picked the wrong time to do that. And she said, well, any time that I go to the window and ask to buy a gift certificate, I'm going to be inconveniencing people. I said, well, I don't care about that as long as I'm not the one that's being inconvenienced. I said, and I'm standing up there next to you, and you have your back to everybody, and I'm having to make the eye contact with the people about why the lady is slowing down the line. She says, oh, you know, just leave me alone.
You know, there's an outside shot that if you're coming out of the theater after the show, you might catch a dead time. And then
well, that's what I had thought. But at this point, it's icy, and she's mad at Bart, and she's mad at me. So I say, here, hold my beverage for a second. She says, no. I say, please, we'll walk into the theater. I go, just hold my beverage. No. I say, take it. I'm really busy. Take the beverage and go sit down. So she goes and sits down. I go all the way back outside. I stand in the line. I get up there with the lady, and I say, I want $20 worth of gift certificates.
Yeah.
Because I'll take the heat for this,
sure,
for the people behind me in line. And it would have been beautiful if it's not like Fort Knox, where she says, you need gift certificates? Hold on a second.
Got to get her big master key out.
And this is where she moves in
slow motion.
And this is where I am feeling the penetrating gaze.
Yes, sure.
From everybody else.
Yes.
And I don't mean gaze like home. I mean like G-A-Z-E. Like they are looking through me. That the movie starts at 2:15 and it's 2:17
right,
and I'm buying gift certificates, and she goes back and she gets a clipboard. And
wow,
what she has to do is, for each gift certificate, and they come in $1 increments, for each one, she must individually write down the serial number of each gift certificate.
Unbelievable.
This is worse than when I had to get Jeffrey dollars a couple of weeks ago at Toys R Us.
Each $1 increment.
Each one.
Unbelievable.
Now, they all ran in sequence.
Right.
But, you know, God bless her, she wasn't bright enough to figure that out. That if the last two numbers were 20, on that, if you gave me 20, then the last number would end in 40. And
you just
could
do the quotation marks and, you know.
Mm-mm. She, each one.
Had to be written in
the
entirety.
She would open it up and it had like seven digits. Write out all seven. Then she would have to sign her name, you know, her awkward signature near each one.
Each one was an exploration.
Right. So then she counts them out.
One, behind each certificate, two, a new revelation.
I mean, I swear to God, the people behind me are pissed. There's no one else that's taking tickets. It's one girl that's working in this booth.
Yeah.
So I go back inside, and the movie started, and I sit down, and I sit down, and I go, well, here you go. Not a word. She just goes, Okay. She puts them in her purse.
That's gotta be tough.
And then, like, the whole movie, I'm doing this thing where we're sitting. I love sitting on the aisle. So it's me and Bart and Frida.
Right.
So, like, during the whole movie, I'm putting my arm around Bart's chair, and I'm, like, tapping her on the shoulder, and I'm going, like, got the gift certificate. She's just giving me a look that says, I hate you. I hate you.
After you'd gone through that.
And then when we came out of the movie, I said to her, see, now this would have been a perfect time to buy the tickets, buy the gift here, because nobody's at the window now.
Right.
She said, if you would just let me do it myself. I said, no, you didn't understand. Five or ten. $5 or $10. Not five movies or ten movies, and it started all up again. That was yesterday.
You still enjoyed the film.
Oh, it was a great movie.
Did your wife enjoy the film?
Who cares? I said, who gives a frig, Mike? I think she enjoyed it okay.
No, but you don't know.
Yeah. I don't care. I don't care about what she likes. I think she liked it.
She got her gift certificates that you got.
Yeah, that's right.
Man.
I know my son liked it.
Good.
Of course, he's 13.
You know, a lot of people aren't going to be buying gift certificates now after hearing that serial number thing.
I swear to God, and the girl, you know, bless her heart. And why is it, last thing I'll say about this, when you get someone in a situation like that, why do they always have some kind of a dirty, soft cast on their hand?
Yeah.
Which she had.
Yes, just, you know, where she's exchanging money, where her hands are touching your hands.
I don't even care about the germs. It just seems to be, whenever you get someone that's in either, like, a gas station in the bulletproof glass, or if you go to a cheesy mom-and-pop convenience store, or in this case, it's always someone who's got
dirty, soft cast.
The soft cast with a little ace bandage around it, and it looks,
dirty and, right, yeah, and smelly.
Like the doctor has said, don't remove it for the better part of the year.
And I know that she was under such pressure to write out each of those 20 gift certificates, yeah, that thing was sweating and inside, sure, it was smelling and stinking.
Well, the people that man our diversions, amusement parks, movie theaters, carnivals, people that do that type of work for a living, it's that type of thing that they dwell on. That's the departure from the norm. Serving the customers, that's not a priority, no, but adhering to the rules that have been set out in their little diversion, God, palace.
I'm thinking, I'd like to knock this place over. It'd be relatively simple to knock this place over. Just say, excuse me, can I have a gift certificate? Then she turns around for 3 minutes to get out the book, and you just take the money.
Did at any point during the
Not that I'm advising anyone to hold up this particular theater, but they are prime for knocking over.
At any point during the argument with your wife, did you suggest just putting like a little cash-a-rooney in the envelope and giving it to him? Or,
no, it never even crossed my mind. I kind of agree with my son. I don't know why we're giving this guy a present.
Yes, so you go with absolutely nothing. That's what he doesn't deserve it.
Say, listen, how about a nice firm handshake?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you're a nice guy.
Right.
No, we give him tickets to the movies. Go ahead. Have a great time. Okay, also this weekend. Oh, I watched Larry Sanders last night.
Yeah, it sucked.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, when you think about all this stuff that he talks about, how difficult it is for him to produce an episode, he could do a better job than he did last night.
That's just too real now. And here's what I mean by real. Like, not funny.
Right.
Just too real.
Yeah.
With Phil the writer sitting up there with the guys from the network and bringing in the black guy who they want to be on the show. And
I think they're trying to make the show so real they have succeeded now. Now it's boring and real.
Yeah. And yes, correct.
Right.
Gold Star.
Yeah.
For the first time, changed the channel last night during Larry Sanders.
It really was terrible. It looks to me like they're not happy to be there, and that's coming through a little bit. Yeah. And for the first time, Rip Torn even looked to me like it was kind of a tired performance.
That's too bad. Lost in Space was so much better than Larry Sanders. You wouldn't believe it. Oh, and I logged sometime this weekend, of course, with the World League of American Football.
That you're there for them.
NFL Europe.
Right.
Go Barcelona Dragons. I'm proud to tell you, I watched mostly all of the Amsterdam-Barcelona game.
Did you get good looks at the cheerleaders, since they're marketing the cheerleaders now as part of the game? Yeah,
the cheerleaders have that European look about them. I don't know if I'd be marketing that so much if I was them.
They weren't wearing sleeveless uniforms?
Oh, they were.
Oh, they were? Really?
They were, yeah.
Did they raise the pom-poms up high?
Raise, and you saw those pom-poms, and you also saw the pom-poms underneath their armpits.
Really?
But one great thing about this, well, first off, it's football.
Mm-hmm.
And it's real football. Even though they're all guys who suck so bad they can't make it to the NFL.
Right.
But it's football. And they put microphones on the quarterback and microphones on the coach.
Right.
So you hear everything. And at one point, I bet they won't be doing that for long, because there's about 2 minutes left in the game, and Amsterdam or Holland, whoever it is, they're coming down to score. And they call a timeout. And these guys, and it's like where Fox puts their real Bush League announcers, too. Like, if you need some seasoning, you know, they send you over there to call some NFL Europe games.
Good practice.
Yeah. So these guys are real bad announcers. So they go, well, now, let's see, when here comes the quarterback over to speak to the coach, let's listen now on our Fox microphones. And they're coming over, and the coach says, clear as a bell. He says, all right. My effing fault. That was my effing fault. All right. God damn it. We're going to get back in there now. My effing fault. My effing fault. And he says this 5 times. And meanwhile, up in the booth, these guys are like, whoa, whoa, whoa. All right. Listen, hey, it's a heat of battle. It's the heat of battle. Thank goodness no one's really watching this.
Hold on there.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's good. I tell you, that's worth watching if they're doing that kind of
thing. I have to start taping that, because this coach was just wide open with it.
Good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. This is Tartbash from the Egyptian Magician. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I hate all Americans. All Americans are incredibly sick, and they stole all 7 of my wives. All 7 of them.
Okay, now talk in your real voice.
Oh, talk about real voice. Well, hi, WJFK. Basically, my name is Joseph Buchanan from Manassas, Virginia.
Are you any relation to Bo or Asa Buchanan?
Bo or Asa. Oh, yes, sir, I am. As a matter of fact,
that was a very funny bait you just came up with.
They have stolen all of my sexual
life. What a f***ing moron.
Oh, the fairy godmother vetoed that guy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
So, Don, did you really like Lost in Space?
Okay, you're making fun of me, but that's all right. Yes, I did.
Okay. No, I'm not making fun of you. I'm just kind of shocked, actually.
Why?
It had really great visuals, but the story was so lame.
What are you going to see?
Come
on.
A movie.
It's made up.
Yes, it is made up. It's badly made up.
Why didn't you like it?
I didn't like the corny dialogue.
Let me just say, I love the corny dialogue.
You love the
really,
corny dialogue.
I really did. The guy from Friends.
So you would not be tweaking up your likability of this movie simply to keep Titanic on the bottom of the ocean.
Ask my wife when we came out of the theater yesterday. We were on the heels of the big gift certificate thing. I said to her, "I love that movie. I love it." And
yeah, I was so excited to see that movie. I thought it looked so great, and then I was so disappointed when I left.
Well, sorry about that.
Well,
you should have your taste buds checked. That is a good movie. And with the robot?
Yeah.
When the kid is giving the robot commands on what to say, mm-hmm. So you hear like in the robot voice, "Watch out, Dad! Mom says aliens behind you! Hey,
did you
Dad!"
All the people from the old show?
Yeah, of course I did. I felt bad for each and every one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
The first one is June Lockhart,
right?
Who I've kissed before.
Was she on the show?
Yeah, and looking every one of her 100 years.
Yeah, very old.
And then the guy who was Don West, the guy that was the pilot.
He was there?
He had a bigger part.
How's he held up?
He looked pretty good. He kind of looked like Bobby Ewing.
He looked good back in the old days, too.
Yeah.
He was definitely the best of the group.
And then I didn't catch anybody else.
The two daughters were the reporters at the press conference.
Billy Mumy in it?
No, Moomy, Mike.
No.
Billy Moomy. And I laugh at that because that's what you used to call poop in my house.
Moomy.
Do you have to Moomy?
Hello.
Hello.
Not on my show.
God. It's Moomy.
Yes, my crap detector was going off. This is Rob calling from Sacramento about your story buying the movie tickets.
Yes, Rob. It was an elaborate lie that I weaved for you.
You know, after that April Fool's joke now, nobody's trusting anything.
Right. Where did that lie fall apart for you, Rob?
When you got into the part about buying the movie tickets, or going back to buy the gift certificate?
Yes.
And you said there was only one girl selling tickets.
Right.
But if Titanic was sold out, how could she have sold all the tickets?
Perhaps they waited in line, you imbecile.
I think you just created the story.
You know, I recognize...
All right, hold on. I will give you...
I will say, before you say that, I will tell you, I recognize this guy's voice. He has done this type of thing before. I just want to say that you can go on now, but I mean, I do... He has called... He is...
Are you just a troublemaker?
Yes.
No, I've never
Yes,
called
you are.
Before. Yes, you have. Don't lie. If you're calling about lying, don't lie yourself.
I've never called before.
Because you know what I'll do? I'll take your telephone number and I'll put it in like a gay magazine. I've done this to people before, where I take out an ad and I write like, "I will blow all the guys that call me," and then I put the phone numbers in of people that call our show and jerk our chains.
I've never called before.
Really?
Really.
So when I call my wife and when my wife tells you that that was absolutely true, then what will you say?
I won't believe you. There was no way there was just one person.
I'm trying to figure out where you're having a problem, where the problem was coming
the
down.
The Titanic line, but that didn't mean it was sold out. And those people just got there early because they thought they needed to.
But they were old people.
Theater keeps them outside to make the line look longer.
I love this job. This is a great job.
Constantly defending our positions on this show.
And why?
Yeah, why?
You're going to make up something. Make up something better than that. Christ, I wish I could make up better stuff than that.
Make something up like Tyra Banks coming to visit.
Well, all right. Oh, stop with that, Mike.
I'm still stinging over that. You know, a lot of people don't remember. We were talking about those 20 people, but there was there's 22 people that got burned on that one.
You and Dennis.
That's right.
That was the 20 plus the two. But I don't know where my wife is.
It softened the blow, though, knowing that Dennis had been duped with me.
Well, I've already got your phone number, Rob's from Sacramento. So listen, when my wife calls in a little later and she validates my story, then you'll know it's me when you start getting those calls from weird guys.
What about the part about were in $1 increments, but I thought they came in $5 and $10 increments?
In little books.
Booklets.
In little booklets that are $5 and $10.
Okay.
Listen, I tell you what. Why don't you just drive down here and let me beat your ass?
It's too far.
You pathetic piece of garbage.
good day.
I don't believe anything about you.
I haven't said anything.
I don't believe that.
I believe that you were not breastfed, sir.
I don't recall, actually.
Oh, yes, you do. You recall the taste of that rubber nipple in your mouth, saying, man, I wish this was mom.
Like Mike and I got to say.
And I'll tell you your mom.
Yeah. Your mom's nipples taste like rubber, too. You didn't miss out on much, sir. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, he thinks I'm kidding. He just waved up. Bring.
Hi, I'm looking for the guy from Sacramento.
That's untraceable. Trust me.
Coma mi queso.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Coma mi queso.
What is that, Bueno Arbusto?
That's like it.
What language was that, sir?
They used to say it long ago. Coma mi queso. And eat my cheese.
Eat my cheese.
Oh, eat my cheese.
That's right. Queso, like con queso.
Con queso.
Oh, I thought he was saying Bueno Arbusto.
Eat my cheese. Yeah, we used to say that a long time ago. I still like it.
Cheese.
Cheese.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hi, Donna Mike. How are you?
Hey, we're great, thanks.
Great. I love your show.
Thank you.
I wanted to say that first off. And second of all, I wanted to say, last week it was reported that Monica Lewinsky went to dinner at Legal Seafood. And I worked there at Legal Seafood.
Yeah.
And this morning I walked into work and there were camera crews all over the place and they were fixing up big dinner. They were fixing up a big dinner. And I said, well, who does this belong to? And they said, well, we have camera crews here who are, who asked us to fix the food that Monica Lewinsky and her party ate when they came in last week.
Unbelievable.
Wow. I'm thinking the same thing.
Hey, there's some smart journalists.
Just leave the girl alone.
Yeah, but it's pretty funny that, I mean, you know, it's like, what would they make? Like a lobster?
Yes, they made two lobsters.
Is that what she ate?
Yes, she had.
See, I'm sucked in like everybody else.
Sure, you want to know.
And you know, and it's not like she's like a big boozer or a big eater or anything, because she's not as big as she, as people make her out to be.
Well, I don't, you know, the big boozer part you're probably right about, but she's a big eater. I mean, every time you see her,
loves to eat sausage.
She's going,
I will tell you that.
But the camera crews came in and they, you know, they filmed the food and all the wine that they drank and everything.
Filmed
like
the
that.
Food.
And they interviewed the staff and the people who worked that evening, and I thought that was just like so uncouth.
Oh, I disagree. That's journalism at its highest. I want to know. I want someone to go through her garbage. I want someone to go through her septic tank. I want to know everything there is to know about Monica Lewinsky.
Wow.
You know, we still have her her membership club to the health club.
Yeah,
there it is.
Isn't it away yet?
Mm-hmm. Haven't yet. We're still waiting to hear back from her crazy attorney.
We called the attorney on the Friday show.
Darn, I should have called you. I should have called you guys on that night and said, hey, she's down here. Come and get her.
So did you see her?
Yes. Yes, I did see her. I saw her, and I believe she was there with her attorney, but I'm not really sure of what he looks like.
What size dress would you estimate Monica Lewinsky wears?
Probably about a 12, maybe.
Sure it's not a 14?
16?
It's a tight 12.
Here's the answer right here. 14. Here's the answer if she wears a size 14 dress.
Yes.
She had lobster?
Yes, she had lobster. There were two lobsters.
She have it with drawn butter or without?
Withdrawn butter.
Withdrawn butter.
Yeah. Butter.
Oh,
yeah,
there you
butter.
Go.
Much better.
It's your big caloric jump in lobster when you get it with
butter
the drawn butter.
Her chin, butter all over her little lobster napkin.
Butter all between her fingers.
She have fries or baked potato?
She had mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes?
With lobster?
That's also came with baby carrots.
That's a fatty menu right there. I mean, there's just something about getting lobster, you get mashed potatoes.
Wow. Did she lick her fingers afterwards?
You know, I really didn't stick around to watch all that.
I would have loved to see that if some point during the meal she took the drawn butter and poured it into the taters. Yum, yum.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
You guys, you're so funny.
Thank you.
Thanks for making my day.
Bye, Tony.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, that's a good call.
Mashed potatoes.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Donna, how you doing?
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, you know what? This is the blind man from Bakersfield.
Hey, blind man from Bakersfield.
I was out walking on the beach last weekend, and lo and behold, what did I step on? A jellyfish.
Jellyfish, and Ken went, ow!
Hello.
Well, I had my tennis shoes on, thankfully. But it was full of grape jelly.
Jelly. Thank you. Well, how do you know it was a jellyfish there, blind guy?
Because they told me.
Oh, they told somebody was with you that told you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it might have been something else.
No, it was cool.
All right. Well,
You're just glad that we're not your friends. We'd always be goofing on you.
Well, I get quite a bit of that.
We ever had a blind guy around all the time.
Be like that movie, that old movie where the blind man's down there and they hand him a roll and said, here, have some chicken.
I hate it when my friends leave me on the corner and don't tell me where I'm at.
We'd probably do that, too. All right. Thanks, blind guy.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, how's it going?
Bobby.
Hey, I love the movie.
Oh, hey, it's a good one. It's number one in America, man.
I saw June.
Join the winners. Lost in Space.
You've been waiting a long time to be part of this.
I've been waiting 16 weeks, Mike.
Winning team.
4 months.
Winning Lost in
Space. I want to thank Jesus Christ, my Savior. And I want to thank everybody who went out to buy a ticket this weekend.
You're welcome.
I'm king of the world.
I'm king of the world!
Hey, Don, I saw Lockhart, but I didn't see Mark Goddard, who played the original Major West. Where was he in the movie?
You know when Matt LeBlanc is walking around and being told of his assignment?
Yeah, the general?
Yeah, that's that guy.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, he had a big part, but he was a lot in shadows and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Covering up those nasty, pesky wrinkles.
Yeah. June Lockhart should have been in shadows, man.
She should have been like in a hydro chamber or something.
Thank you, Don.
She's not looking good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right. Goodbye now. One last call here. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey there. Back on the movie subject. I called a little bit ago and I got screened out on TITANIC thing.
Yeah.
We're back in the movie time.
Can you do me a favor? Can you turn your radio up?
Oh, I can turn it down?
No, please turn it up.
Yeah, turn it up, because it's not loud enough.
Can you do me a favor? Can you turn your radio up?
See, sometimes the reverse feedback actually helps us. If you turn the radio up real loud, it doesn't even go through on the air. Hello?
Hello?
You didn't turn it up.
You want me to turn it up?
Yes, we said please turn it up. See, we have new technology now. It's called our backwards finder.
You want to crank it?
Yeah, crank it up, and then we won't even hear it.
And then you can cut me off real quick, okay?
No, I promise we won't.
Don't try to think two steps ahead of us.
It's because of our new backwards finder.
Far too taxing for you, sir.
Cut me off real quick, okay?
Hello?
No, I promise we won't. Don't try to figure.
Right, what can we do for you?
All right, new backwards finder. Far too taxing.
I just wanted to chat with Don and Mike a little bit about TITANIC.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, my friend.
I can't hear because my radio's too loud.
Go ahead. Go ahead. We said go ahead.
Go ahead, please.
Now hello? He's distracted. He hears his own voice now.
Hello?
Mike.
Yes.
Okay. I thought Titanic sucked.
Smart man.
Hello?
Yes, I said smart man.
Yes, go ahead, genius.
And?
Go ahead, Titanic hater.
Smart man. Okay. Hello?
Go ahead. Go ahead, right-thinking American.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
That's too bad.
Oh, my God. My God. Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
That was funny. That was really funny. Hello.
Hello, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I thought until a couple of weeks ago, I thought Rudy Marsky had the perfect gig because, you know, he's sitting around watching TV Saturday afternoon. The wife comes to bugging him and he says, hey, I'm working here.
Right.
But then I heard strip trivia.
Yeah.
So now I think that the radio gods have the perfect job.
Well, I would agree with you. This job's great.
Thank you, sir.
But the reason why is, you know, like you guys, I'm married and don't mess around. So I never.
Well, speak for yourself there.
So I never get to see live Bush as opposed to movie or magazine Bush.
What about your wife's Bush?
Oh, I get to see that one.
But you want to see other ones live?
Right.
It's not enough for you.
Trivia. See, you guys can say, hey, honey, I was working here.
Yeah, right. That's what we tell our wives.
Yeah, that was great.
Well, that's good. It sounds like you're a little sexually frustrated, sir. Do you have any local gentlemen's clubs that you can frequent?
Well, I had some serious wood on during strip trivia.
Well, then that's how you get your satisfaction.
Where are you calling from, old-timer?
Easley, South Carolina.
Easley, South Carolina. I guess there's not a lot of sin in Easley.
Well, there's a few strip clubs, but I just don't frequent them.
Right.
Didn't you get the Spice Channel?
But, no, don't get that one.
Playboy TV?
No, don't get that.
Do you subscribe to any magazines?
No. Huh.
Do you buy magazines?
No.
Really?
You could see some foreign Bush there.
Yeah, but that's not like the life, Bush, like you guys can do and attribute it to working.
I see. So you want to have a job where you can see live Bush
in the wild.
Right.
Us and Hugh Hefner.
Right.
We got it. Us, Hugh Hefner, and Bob Guccione.
The big three.
I want to be Radio Guy during the week and Rudy Marksky on the weekend.
All right.
I think those would be the perfect gig.
Keep open. Thank you. Thank you, Hal.
All right. You tell that wife of yours not to fry you slimy, sloppy eggs, okay?
All right. I'll do it.
All right, Bobby.
Bye.
Bye-bye. He just wants some Bush.
Live Bush.
Some live Bush.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, thanks for picking me up, man.
Yeah, no problem. I've been driving for like 15 hours straight, so I could use a company.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've been standing in the same spot for 5.5 hours. You know they made it illegal to hitchhike in this state?
Really? Oh, that must make it really tough.
So, what's going on with you? You a salesman or?
No, I'm nothing.
I am.
Yeah?
I'm a salesman. I'm gonna start my own company.
Really?
You want in?
I'm not, I don't really have any, you know, money or...
You heard of this thing, the 8-minute abs?
Yeah, sure, 8-minute abs, yeah, the exercise video. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, this is gonna blow that right out of the water. Listen to this. 7-minute abs.
Right, yes. Okay, all right. I see where you're going.
Think about it. You walk into a video store, you see 8-minute abs sitting there. There's right. 7-minute abs right beside it. Which one are you going to pick, man?
I would go for the 7. Yeah.
Bingo, man. 7-minute abs. And we guarantee just as good a workout as the 8-minute, folk.
You guarantee it? How do you do that?
You're not happy with the first 7 minutes. We're going to send you the extra minute. Free! See, that's it. That's our motto. That's where we're coming from. That's from A to B.
That's right. That's good. That's good. Unless, of course, somebody comes up with 6-minute abs, then you're in trouble, huh?
No! No, not 6. I said 7. Nobody's coming up with 6. Who works out in 6 minutes? You won't even get your heart going, not even a mouse right. on a wheel.
That's 6 points.
7's the key number here. Think about it. Right. 7 elevens?
Yeah.
7 dwarfs? 7, man, that's the number. 7 chipmunks twirling on a branch, eating lots of sunflowers on my uncle's ranch. You know that old children's tale from the sea? It's like you're dreaming about Gorgonzola cheese when it's clearly free time, baby. Step into my office.
Why?
Because you're f***ing fired.
The Don and Mike Show. Of course, Bruce. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Hold it, fella. Now don't move. Let's get real, real going for a change.
What up, my yellow brothers? Kinks in the house.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
I was listening in the car, and I just got home, and my wife was bought in the Cosmopolitan.
She had bought in it?
Yeah.
She had bought in?
Bought.
Will you spell that word, please?
She had went out and gotten it.
She had went out and
she
gotten
had went out and
well, gotten
it.
Well, that fixed it.
Oh, God.
Were you raised in an English speaking household?
Yes,
she bought it and then she went out and had gotten it.
She had went out and gotten it. So yes, sir.
Elizabeth Turley is on the cover.
She had went out and gotten it.
Yes.
Elizabeth Turley is on the cover.
Ah, well, she kind of looks like that Yasmin Bleach.
She's a fetching woman.
She's all right. That's Hugh Grant's girlfriend, right?
Yes. Yeah. She's all right. You're not a big fan of hers?
Mm-mm.
She's British, right?
Yes. Yeah. Bad teeth.
She has very nice teeth, though. I've seen her smile.
Fake. Anybody from England who has good teeth, they've got fake teeth.
Because of that lack of fluoride over there.
You know who's really got bad teeth is the coach of the Denver Broncos. Good chance for us to give a shout-out to everybody listening to our show in Denver on Ralph Radio.
Yeah, Ralph.
They had a shot of that guy before the Monday night game last night with Lynn Swan.
You know,
poor Lynn Swan,
yep,
who is definitely the token member, and I'm not talking about race, I'm just saying he's the token guy, the former athlete on the field for Monday Night Football.
He's the token jock.
The guy who has absolutely nothing to do.
Right.
Nothing to do. Here's his whole thing. Before the game, they let him talk to the coach.
Yes, kind of a contract requirement that one of the coaches has to give 2 minutes to Lynn Swan right before, immediately before kickoff.
And then the same thing right at the end of the first half.
Right.
Lynn Swan. So, coach, what do you think's going to happen?
I guess I'm done.
Well, he didn't want it. He was going back to work on his grammar.
Oh.
For goodness sakes. You made me forget what I was going to say about Lynn Swan. You were going to talk about Lynn Swan, but then you were going to move on to the Denver Broncos coach's teeth.
Thank you. He is interviewing the guy for the Broncos, and this guy has got teeth. I mean, bigger and phonier than Ed McMahon's.
Oh, really?
Bigger and phonier than Regis Philbin's.
Piano keys.
I mean, huge and so unnatural.
So teeth you could do scrimshaw on, is that right?
Yes. Hello?
Yes.
What is scrimshaw?
Scrimshaw is what they used to do with the ivory taken from whales, and they do nice elaborate designs of ships and sell it. Big, huge pieces of ivory.
Tiny engravings.
Tiny engravings on them.
Yeah, you could draw a boat on his teeth. Sure.
He had some big teeth, man.
Hello?
Yes.
Dynamite Show.
Don?
Yeah.
Mike?
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Well, I guess you already got the premises of what I want to talk about.
The premises?
What is the premises of what you were going to talk about? You mean the premise?
Yeah.
Premises would be like somewhere you're at.
Absolutely.
You were on the premises.
Well, okay, Don, we'll just put it in that frame.
All right, hello.
Well, you've already made fun of Lynchburg, Virginia before.
Well, I wonder why.
What have I said about Lynchburg, Virginia?
Well, let's see. You said, Mike said Falwell, and it's Jerry Falwell. It's okay. Not Falwell.
That's based on all foul, deaf spirits come out.
Listen, are you another one of these hicks that's calling to defend the town that our show goes to?
Let me tell you what, buddy. I was living in Chicago for 7.5 years before you ever showed up there.
Yeah, so what?
Well,
I lived a lot of places, so what?
I didn't dig myself out of some country coal mine.
Oh, no, you sound like a very educated, very refined man, but that's not the point. I was simply asking, why are you calling our show with such a bad attitude?
What would be the point, sir?
What would be the point?
Yeah.
First off, you people don't usually give someone a reason to talk. You don't let them get through saying anything unless you call that country girl with that TV set that y'all gave them.
I took the butcher knife and I put it up to her neck. And I said, if you want to live to see tomorrow, you better start frying them eggs. I'm tired of getting sloppy, slimy eggs.
Now, come on, what are you so mad about?
That's pretty funny there, Don.
What are you so mad about?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what I'm so mad about.
What?
I mean, y'all think that your crap doesn't stink.
Who says that?
I said that.
I think we've said many, many times on this program that both of our craps stink.
Really smell bad, like a dead animal.
Well, I can smell it over the radio sometimes.
Right, so what is your point?
So once
that
again,
is my point.
Well, no, we wouldn't say that our crap doesn't stink. We never do.
We've never made that statement before. Why are you so angry? Why are you calling us so angry?
Well, I think, you know what? A lot of people feel the way I feel.
And what is your...
change the channel. Like, you always want
to... Well, then why don't you change... If you don't like our show, why not change the channel?
That's right. You're exactly right.
Right.
I do like your show about 50% of the time.
Well, great. Then turn it off the other half and we'll be fine.
But it seems to me that you seem very upset today for some special reason.
Why?
And it has to do with Chicago. It's something about what irritated you specifically today.
I'll tell you what, John, you remember Dom. I talked to you before.
Dave.
You remember, Don.
Oh, of course I remember this guy.
Well, no, you're going to remember this in a minute. You remember Jonathan Brandmeier.
Jonathan Brandmeier is a disc jockey in Chicago.
Right.
Right.
And I had this conversation with you, and you said you didn't want to talk about him.
Are you a radiophile? Yeah, listen, I don't like wasting my time talking about other radio guys. That's
a
fact.
Can't somebody be more successful than, say, you?
Well, listen, rather than compare me to other guys, let's compare you. Because I'm perfectly happy where I am in the world. I've got no bones with anybody else in the radio business who has any success. No bones at all.
Right.
So what's your point?
What is my point?
I think I've identified what might be the problem. Yeah. You cut him off during a previous conversation, and he's irate about that, and you're still angry about that.
Well, maybe Mike's right.
Well, I mean, I identified that was the conversation where you seemed to get irritated. Right?
Yeah, I think I can, he's twisted my arm enough where I agree to that.
You're so stupid, man.
Sir?
Really, you're so stupid.
Oh, you think so?
Yes, I really do.
You fat toward.
Toward?
It's turd, not toward.
Not toward.
Listen.
If you're going to exchange insults, at least get the names right.
Listen, you brainless hick. If you don't like the show,
you
change.
Think everybody's a hick in the South?
No. Yes.
See, there you go.
Yes, I do. I hope I was going to say.
I'll tell you what. The next noise you hear is going to be everybody from D.C. down. Turn off their radio.
I'll be right there to make love to your mama, and I'm going to give her some butt love.
I'll tell you what.
What do you think about that?
I got you, baby.
Wahoo!
I got you.
Your mom's going to enjoy my good northern butt love.
Mama, here's Don Geronimo, Civil War surgeon.
I'm going to treat your mama like a man from the north treats a woman.
What are you doing, though? You're butting me out here.
Why should I continue to give some hayseed like you airtime?
Is that what you think?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I forgot more than you know.
I don't think you're a hayseed, sir. I think you're A-OK.
Yeah, I think you're butting me out, you jerk.
Why don't you just ask this question? Oh,
dear.
What the heck?
Well, he stated his premise.
Hey, I like that ending. Oh, that's fine. We never got that far.
Hey, Jimmy, come here for a second. Give me some background. Why was that guy so angry?
He was angry because obviously he brought up another disc jockey. We hate to talk about other disc jockeys, so you probably cut him off very short, and that's what he was still angry about.
Really? Is that what did he tell you, Jimmy?
I really have no idea. When he first called up, he just said, his first words out of his mouth were, you're not going to put me through. And I said, why? And he goes, because you're a kiss ass. And I said,
God.
And I said, okay. And he goes, I know you won't put me through, so. I put him on the screen. Guy dared me, and so I put him up.
All right. Okay, thank you, Jimmy. Okay. Well, let's keep the hits coming.
I didn't have much fun with that guy.
Come on.
I couldn't be mean to him.
Come on. Remember, how many times I got to tell you, what makes this show work, buddy?
I know, I understand.
Come on, okay?
I wanted to participate in that so bad. I wanted to yell at him, too.
You can hate him during the commercial breaks. Okay, nobody has to know. Yes.
I just had to call in after that guy from Lynchburg called in. I'm 19 and I'm from Lynchburg, and I think it's pretty damn funny every time someone from Lynchburg calls your show and you start playing the Hig music. So.
Well, it's not just Lynchburg.
Exactly.
Yeah, buddy. There's a huge part of the country. You know, I bet we've even played that music for Sioux City, Iowa.
I mean, you make fun of everyone with that music. It's not just Lynchburg. You just don't single them out.
Okay.
I'd just like to say happy birthday to Buzz, too.
You got it.
Thank you.
Okay. See you later.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Hello, Donaldo E. Miguel. Hello.
Hi, Dynamite.
Hello.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
We are great.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a little comment about that gentleman that called a little earlier.
Which gentleman? Is that what all these calls are people about that guy?
No, I think
it gets better.
He aroused a lot of sentiment in the audience.
It's about Mr. Rump Ranger. I'll tell you what, you guys rule.
Mr. Rump Ranger.
If he don't like it, he can just turn the channel.
Oh, and listen, my apologies to everybody on the network. I understand that right when I was getting to the good part of the argument with that guy,
yes,
telling him that I would give his mom some northern butt love,
right?
That I guess the network cut us off.
Yeah, the guy pressed the wrong button, and we went to commercials all along the network.
So you didn't hear the end of that argument where it kind of tailed off because then he said the F word. We had to delay it out.
Oh,
yeah. So I'm just bringing it up to speed. I thought it was a real good one.
It was Donnie versus the Rump Ranger.
As a matter of fact,
we know who won.
We logged that one for best of, so I'm sure you'll be hearing that argument again.
That's a sweet one.
Good. All righty, I got one more comment for you.
What's that, sir?
I understand that me and Don have a favorite female celebrity.
Oh, do we? You mean Angela Lansbury?
Helen Hunt.
Helen Hunt?
Oh, yeah, I got to think about Helen Hunt.
Oh, you, me too.
Helen?
You can't get no better than that.
That is so rare, sir, yes, because not too many guys find her appealing. And as you said, you don't get no better than that.
That's right.
Isn't that the truth?
I agree with that premises.
She's got just that casual, normal girl kind of attraction.
She sure do.
That's right. Good lady to look at. Otherwise, you have to go out and win another movie.
Yeah, I've told that to my fiance too, and I asked if I could put a picture of her above my bed, and she said no.
That has to make a girl feel good.
Well, hey, you know, guys got to have dreams, right?
Who is the celebrity your fiance most resembles?
Oh, geez, you don't want to hear this one.
Yes, we do.
Sure we do.
We sure do.
I guarantee you we do.
All right. Like a Terry Hatcher, but about like maybe 130.
Really?
So yeah. You mean like a fat Lois Lane?
Oh, no, she's not fat. She just ain't slender.
Well,
that
no,
way. She's not,
she ain't
she's
slender.
Not heavy.
Well, now, if your wife looks like Terry Hatcher, why would you possibly want to put up a picture of Helen Hunt?
Well,
to
she's
fantasize
not.
About.
And really, Terry Hatcher, I think, is a little too skinny, so it sounds like your wife might be Terry Hatcher, the voluptuous Terry Hatcher, which is a very attractive woman.
So why would you want to put up a picture of Helen Hunt to look at while you were making love to your wife?
Well, you see, the way it is she's my wife, yes. Everything's fine. Love her to death. But guys got to have dreams about superstars sometimes, you know.
So you fantasize so significantly about Helen Hunt that you require... Do you require the picture to
close the deal?
Yeah, to remain excited?
Oh, no, it's not like that at all.
It's just
very envious. I think she's a very beautiful woman.
But you can never have her, of course, being that she is a major star.
This is true.
And who is that? Who's talking to you there? Is that your lovely wife?
Oh, no. That's just intercom.
The intercom?
Mm-hmm.
The intercom at the place you're staying?
Where I'm working.
No, hold on. Explain this to me again, though. If your wife is cute, because Terry Hatcher is cute, I think that we're all agreed that she's cute.
Oh, I think Terry Hatcher is one of the most beautiful women in the world.
If your wife is cute and if she's not fat, you know, not that there's anything wrong with being fat. I'm fat myself, and I'm great in bed. But why would you want to put up a picture of Helen Hunt?
Oh, I just tease her with it. Just
oh, you
joke.
Tease her. Well, that must make her feel awful.
See, and she has no recourse. What's she going to do? Put up a picture of Paul Reiser? What guy's going to be threatened by a picture of Paul Reiser?
Well, I think a lot
That's
of guys
what
would,
I'm saying.
Seriously, Don, a lot of guys would really be seriously offended and bothered by pictures of Paul Reiser up above the bed. Seriously.
Wearing one of his sweaters.
My sweaters and doing one of his, you know, the. How about the picture of the disembodied head of Paul Reiser that he did when he used to do the IBM commercials?
I remember.
Yeah,
that
was,
that's right.
That was scary. Very scary. Oh, Helen.
It's not terrible. You're making it sound worse.
Who's the, you sound like a big man. Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Oh, well.
You have a car there in your office?
Oh, no. It's just outside.
Is somebody waiting to get into the bay?
That's what they think. I charge too much for that.
Okay. So who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Well... As far as facial features, I really couldn't tell you.
All right, how about body features?
Whose body would you have?
Oh.
What celebrity bod?
Van Damme.
Van Damme.
Yes.
Van Damme, Mike.
Van Damme.
You know, Van Damme.
You betcha. Jean-Claude.
Yes. You sure it's not more like a Jackie Chan?
Oh, no.
Or a Steven Seagal?
Very sure.
Very sure?
I was
sure?
In service for 6 years.
That's Steven Seagal.
Who's the one that I'm forgetting? Who's the one who was in the hockey movie? Which guy is that? Oh, that might have been Van...
That was Van Damme.
That was Van Damme.
That was Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Jean-Claude Van Damme. Van Damme. All right.
So you have the body of Van Damme.
And the head of...
Really couldn't figure one.
Come on.
Please.
Come on.
Please help us. Help
please.
Us and our listeners.
I'm
please.
Trying.
Come on. Are you a handsome guy?
Well, being impartial, a little bit.
A little bit handsome.
Average. Maybe a little better.
Mm-hmm. Are you as cute as Pat Sajak?
Oh, give me a break.
I think he's dreamy.
You're better looking than Pat Sajak?
Wow.
Definitely.
Nobody's better looking than Pat Sajak.
Except maybe you guys.
No way. Listen, we know our limitations, man.
Gosh, this is such a quiz for our audience. The body of Van Damme, but the head of who?
Well, let me see. I'll ask my coworker.
Listen, why don't you put a coworker on the phone?
Very good.
All right.
That's the best way we
co-worker
can find
coworker on
it.
The phone. Here you go.
Okay.
This Hello. Is a fun game.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Don and Mike. Who's this?
This is Rich.
Hey, Rich, this guy who called us up?
Yeah.
Let me ask you some questions about him.
All right,
First
go
one,
ahead.
What's his wife look like? And I know you can't say if she's good or bad. Cough once if his wife is cute, and cough twice if she's not so cute.
She's very cute, so that means she's very cute.
All right, then again, I still don't understand why the guy would have the picture of Helen Hunt when he's making love to her.
Cough once if she looks like Terry Hatcher. Cough twice if she doesn't look like Terry Hatcher.
One and a half.
Okay, good.
All right. Now, what this guy, the guy, he says that he has the body of Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yes. Cough once if that's true. He doesn't.
That would mean no.
Right. He doesn't have a...
Okay. And can you tell me his head, his face? Who does he have the head of? Who does he have the head of?
Whose head does he have?
Or what celebrity do you think he most resembles?
Is his head normal size?
It's a little bit smaller than normal.
Small, is it a Beetlejuice head?
Yeah.
You know, Beetlejuice. Remember at the end of Beetlejuice became big, yeah, huge? Yeah. But just a little itty bitty body.
Hey, what are you doing? Hey, come on, guy, what are you doing? Come on.
So who's the celebrity that you think he most resembles?
You remember the Brooklyn Brawler in wrestling?
He looks like a wrestler?
Yeah, the Brooklyn Brawler.
I hate it when people use wrestlers.
Okay, well, all wrestlers are handsome, Mike, so we know he's got to be a good-looking guy.
Is he looking anything like Tugboat?
No, not quite.
All right. And listen, where do you guys work where you're listening to the show today? We appreciate it. We'll give you a plug.
All right, Condon Auto Sales.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you, my
great
friend.
Great job, fellas.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, well, I guess we're not going to get him again.
Okay, well, we got a picture that he looks like a wrestler, and he sort of has the body. He doesn't have the body of Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, the guy works for a fast food restaurant.
God damn it. Hello?
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 Hey, how you guys doing?
We're great, thank you.
Hey, that guy works for a fast food restaurant. You hear the car horn honk and the speaker?
I think they just told us that they work at some kind of auto parts place.
Sure wish it was Denny's, because I could really go for the Grand Slam breakfast.
Not a Mike show.
Hello?
Hello. And don't forget that band that George Michael was in. You know, Wham. Hello?
Hi, Dynamite?
Yes, sir.
Hi. I was on vacation recently, and I came across this book called Bad TV, and I think I got something to add a little fire to your Jerry versus Dick Van Dyke.
Well, listen, just tell me, in the book of Bad TV, that could have the name of Dick Van Dyke nowhere in the pages.
Actually, it is. They just mentioned it in relation to Jerry, because actually there's no mention of Dick in this as being any Bad TV. But the... they give these awards.
Jerry's much more of a hom.
No, Som, I am. I don't like green eggs and hom. Well, listen, real fast. What does it say about Jerry Van Dyke?
Okay, the worst sitcom in history, according to these people, was My Mother the Car. There's a quote in here by Jerry, though. It says, My Mother the Car was so remarkably feeble, and Jerry, especially in relation to his wildly successful brother, was so pathetic that we were transfixed by the horror through two full seasons. Quote, no matter how well I did things, Dick could always do them five times better.
You know, that should be a textbook in all of our public schools, libraries, and colleges.
I would like to point out that on this very program, Dick Van Dyke himself said his brother is funnier.
And he was being polite.
I will take it to my grave.
Thank you, my friend.
To continue, it also said, I always came out the loser.
Got it. No doubt there.
Please, can't someone just stop picking on the man?
Thank you. Please stop the monkeys. Mike's too young.
Happy birthday, Buzz.
Thank you.
Oh, damn it.
Goodbye, my friend. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And I got one more question. I'm a student of print journalism, and I just wanted to know, what advice do you have for young people coming up into the field? Like, a lot of professors are telling us how hard it is to get into the field at first. I'd just like to know, since you're in the field, do you have any advice on that? For instance, experience, is that important?
Uh-huh. Sure.
Is that probably the most important element?
Well, it's way up there.
It's way up there? Anything else? Anything you could do?
Pressure under fire.
Mm-hmm.
Done this before. I don't want it to be his first surgery.
Okay.
Applied himself well.
Mm-hmm.
These are things I'd have confidence in a young MD.
Okay. I'm talking about journalism field.
I'm lost. What do you mean?
The journalism. Like, I'm a student of journalism at a college, and I was just wondering the most important aspect of getting into journalism, not the medical field. I think you're exhausted from 30 nights.
I am exhausted from 30 nights. No person, even those of us who are superhuman, those of us with Herculean appetites for the diverse and the bizarre, even those of us who have shown an aptitude to fight the good fight and stay the good long battle, even those of us can get tired. And your boy is tired after 30 consecutive nights. I have a half hour to go, and I'm going to do that half hour because I'm a pro. That's what pros do. I'm a professional. Look it up in the book.
Okay.
That's what we do. We're pros. We're never rude. We don't cop out. We don't tell you that we're ill or that we're looking for the farmhouse in the middle of the desert or that we're parched. We don't tell you that maybe the check didn't come through this month and where the hell does it go anyway if you're a guy who's left 16 forwarding addresses.
Okay.
So what do you do? What is the answer? Yeah, you're a little perturbed now. Kind of worried about the club.
The club?
Don't worry about the club. Worry about maybe Jackie might worry. Nah, don't worry. Okay, just cool it. Life is a breeze. Of course, some breezes, as you know, are 110 miles an hour and get promoted up the hurricanes. I passed that along. Speaking of pass it along, we're going to pass along now to the newsroom, the Mutual newsroom, high atop the overlooking downtown, beautiful downtown studios of Wallace, Virginia, Washington, D.C. The Mutual newsroom will get us up to date on the news headlines, and we'll come back with a little more Open Phone America. We'll have our salute to my man, Duke Zebert, by taking him to one of his favorite places, one of mine, too, the town of Cooperstown, New York. This is the Larry King Show in Washington, and we'll be right back.
The Don and Mike Show.
They say the word pussy. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi, from Uranus.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Yeah, I just called a minute ago. I didn't know if he was going to put me through or if he hung up on me. He said, okay.
Right. Yeah, he hung up on you. Hi. Hi, Don, on my show.
Hi, can I talk to Don, on my?
Yeah, you're talking to us. Bring the girls down. Hello.
Bring the ladies into the octagon.
I got a funny name for y'all, if you want to hear it.
No, I don't think so, Beavis.
It's really funny.
No more funny names.
I'm sure it is.
Huh?
Huh?
There you go.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm calling in about a name of a... someone I knew in school.
Listen, stop for a second and think how little we care about that.
No more funny names.
Fine.
And incidentally, when you don't hear somebody that...
Fine.
That's always the best way to acknowledge it, too. You don't say, pardon me. You don't say, what did you say? You go, huh? Huh?
Yeah.
Okay?
Sure.
All right. Sure. Fine. Hello, Dynamite Show. That's what the guy said. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
All righty. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That's hey. Not funny.
Hello, yes it is. Hello?
Hey, guys.
Hello, hi.
Hi, this is Mike down in Vermilion, South Dakota.
Hi, Mike.
No, I'm calling about a lady that called in earlier wondering what Rob A. looks like.
Yes.
And I have a photocopy of you guys, but it's not very clear. It's not a very good photocopy. I was wondering, is
good.
He one that likes to dress in pilgrim clothing?
Yes, if you have a publicity picture of us with Rob in a pilgrim costume, that's him.
That's his best photograph because everybody looks good in the uniform.
Does he always wear that to work?
Well, we went through a phase where I made him wear it to all the appearances. We made him dress up like that one year for Thanksgiving, and we thought it was such a handsome look on him.
You always said it was his best outfit, and I agree with you. Yeah. He looks so good, so distinguished.
We ended up buying the uniform from the costume place.
Well, where can I get one?
Once you see Rob and his, everybody wants one.
All right, how do I get it? Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Radio gods.
Yeah.
I'm bowing to you.
Hey, well, hold on a second.
Sure.
Because... the girls are here.
The ladies are here for the big battle royale.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Bring them in.
Okay.
No, not you. Hold on.
You just sit tight. We're bringing our ladies in right now.
Oh, yeah. In the octagon.
Come on in, ladies.
For the slap-off.
Step right up to the microphone.
We have two ladies who will be slapping today.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Two ladies that are ready to go into the octagon and do battle for the $100.
All right, now let's see who is who here. Which one of you is Mimi?
I am.
Hello, Mimi.
Hello.
Hi, where are you from?
I'm from Vienna.
Oh, take your rings off.
They're both taking their jewelry off, which I think is very polite of them. I really do.
Take your earrings off.
Yes, you can
take your earrings off.
Yeah.
Yes, because you'll be slapping this other gal. And what made you come down for the slap off here, Mimi?
I was always just curious, I guess. Mm-hmm. Not really into slapping, but I mean, you never know what could come out of this now.
You mean like,
yeah,
so would that mean, is that kind of a veiled reference to maybe the money you came down for the money too?
Actually, the money was part of it,
good.
But I've always, you know.
Wanted to slap another woman?
Well, done that already.
Huh? Oh, so you've had some practice.
No, I just was curious about this whole thing, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, good.
A great time in life.
Well, hi, nice seeing you.
Good to see you. Now your curiosity has been satisfied.
So am I at 7?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
sure. That's
you're pixie-like.
Yes, I'm a little pixie.
And you're a
pixie-like Mimi.
And your opponent is a little taller, and so we've got a,
yeah, so
got a little reach advantage.
I have a disadvantage.
No, actually, reach doesn't have anything to do with it. It's more of an endurance competition.
And our second contestant is Beth. Hello, Beth.
Hi.
Hi, can you step up to the mic, please?
Hi.
Hi, Beth. Nervous?
Just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. A little intimidated by Mimi?
Not at all.
You ladies should know that the men were equally nervous when they came down for this. This is a nervous competition. It is. You're not nervous, Mimi?
No.
You don't look nervous. You seem very relaxed. Your opponent seems a little edgy.
Have you ever slapped a woman, Beth?
No.
No. And Mimi, you say you have? Yeah, oh, yes.
Would you like to explain the circumstances under which you slapped a woman, Mimi?
No, not.
Oh, really?
Not to the...
Oh, really? A little too personal?
Well, Rob, why don't you set him up over there, get him in position... And we'll do a brief run-through. Okay, yeah, pull your sleeve up there, Mimi.
Because as we mentioned before, and we mentioned this to the guys, it is not a question of strength, it's more of endurance. Yeah.
So what you got to do is come up with a slap that will be uniform, so you slap Beth the same way every time, and then Beth slaps you the same way every time.
Oh, my! Oh, now, Beth, that was uncalled for. Beth balling that hand up into a fist was uncalled for.
Just keep it to the open hand, Beth, right to the side of her face.
Don, unlike the guys, I got to say something. Just as an observer here, I don't think these ladies like each other. I just have that impression. I really do.
I just can't stand it.
They're different type gals. Different type gals.
All right.
Young slacker Beth. You know. And Mimi.
Yeah, be careful.
Mimi the pixie. You know. You got that look that I like, that, soccer mom look.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I used to play soccer.
What?
I
bet you did play soccer.
All right. Did you play any sports, Beth?
Softball.
Right. Softball.
So
both women are athletic, and that will serve them well. What's that?
What was that, Mimi?
I've run 2 marathons.
Run 2 marathons?
Have you run any marathons, Beth?
No. And I was slapping women all the way.
And she was slapping women all the way. Line them up there, Rob, and get them set.
Is the practice one?
Yeah. We'll start with Mimi.
This is how we establish the intensity.
Let's start.
Well, I should do it in my left hand. Well, no.
Let's start with Mimi slapping Beth.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. A little harder than that when you do it.
Oh,
just a little bit.
Yeah. And now Beth slapping Mimi.
It's so hard for the women. If that's the difference. Sorry, the guys just slugged each other right off.
Girls, you got to be a little firmer than that.
Just a sasson.
Okay, maybe give it a try.
A little bit more.
Very nice, Beth.
You hurt me.
That.
You hurt me.
That. That is what we're looking for.
Oh, my. Now, I just heard Mimi say something that another
what?
Curious. It gets
what's
curiouser
that?
And curiouser. You said you like that. So do you enjoy this pain, Mimi?
I said I like what?
You said you like the slap. You said I like that when she gave you that little slap.
I'm nothing.
No, she must have been thinking about something else.
Yeah.
Like.
Okay,
yeah.
Mimi.
All right, let's try a run through again. Mimi, slap Beth.
Right.
Mimi, slap Beth right now. Beth, slap Mimi. Okay. Now
I think you got. You're pretty close to the intensity level.
All right. Let's do a warm up here. Let's do a 10 slap warm up.
Oh,
all right. Okay. So, and it'll be 5 slaps by Mimi and 5 slaps by Beth.
Oh, okay? They're alternating.
Right. Alternating. Yes. Right. So it'll go Mimi Beth Mimi Beth
right,
Mimi
right.
Beth.
5, 6, 7,
okay.
8, 9, 10.
Okay.
All right. We're ready. Okay. Mimi, go ahead. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8. A little harder, Beth.
Where are we?
There you go. Okay, good. Now, that's a good start.
Bravo.
That's a very good start. Okay, now, separate the combatants, please.
Now, the ladies, I just want to tell you, the way this works, of course, when we start the Battle Royale, is whoever decides, hey, I've had enough of this, I don't want to do it anymore, the other person will be the winner.
Okay.
Until the judges, of course, say, What's that?
What?
No, switching of sides.
That helps the game, is that the one side of your face will start to get a little sore.
That's right. And that, you know, if you decide to bag it, then the other person wins and vice versa. That's how the game works.
Okay, please take them to separate rooms.
Thank
Rob,
you, ladies.
Please take them to their dressing room. Yes.
Thank you, Beth.
We're
going to
separate you during the commercial set. Mm-hmm. We are going to get... We are going to get us a real bitch slap going here. Something tells me. Underneath.
Yes.
Bubbling underneath.
I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to be watching them very closely.
Yes. It's the authority.
Yes.
Versus Generation X.
Absolutely.
It's like a battle of the generation gaps here today.
These two women. Yeah. Let's get ready to rumble. Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, George. Hi.
Hi.
What's the matter?
My mother caught me.
Caught you? Doing what?
You know. I was alone.
You mean?
She caught you? Where?
I stopped by the house to drop the car off, and I went inside for a few minutes. Nobody was there. They're supposed to be working. My mother had a Glamour magazine. I started reading.
Glamour?
So one thing led to another.
What did she do?
First she screams, George, what are you doing? My God! And it looked like she was going to faint. She started clutching the wall, trying to hang on to it.
Man.
I didn't know whether to try and keep her from falling or zip up.
What did you do?
I zipped up.
Did she bounce?
Yeah. Well, I couldn't run over there the way I was.
No, I just...
I wouldn't think so.
So she fell, and then she started screaming, my back, my back. So I picked her up. I took her to the hospital.
How is she?
She's in traction.
Sorry.
It's not funny, Elaine.
I know, I'm fine. Seriously.
Her back went out. She's got to be there for a couple of days. All she said on the way over in the car was, why, George, why? I said, because it's there.
Glamour?
The Don and Mike Show.
Jesus is mad at them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
The guy could have said, I want to dye your hair platinum blonde. And I would have said to him the same thing. You're full of shit, which is what...
Hey, honey. You just dropped the S-bomb.
That's a first.
Now let's get the girls in here.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
There you are.
Welcome to the main event.
Here we go. This is it.
Here they are.
All righty.
Yeah.
It's Mimi.
Let's get ready to rumble.
At its best, here in our octagon for the slap-off.
And look at them. They're flexed. They've loosened up.
They are ready to do battle.
They're ready to bitch slap each other right now. And... remember, it's a battle of attrition. Whoever lasts the longer will be the big wiener here.
And as we discussed last time, you got the intensity level down as far as you know the way you're going to do it. And it is an endurance competition. It is not an intensity competition. So we don't want to see any cheating here.
If it gets too hard, we'll tell you. If it gets too soft, we'll tell you.
That's the way it works.
Okay. What was that, Mimi?
I believe Mimi has their little throwaway comments off mic, and she said, can it ever be too hard?
Oh, Mimi.
That's what she said. Naughty Mimi, who never owns up to what she says.
That's right.
Early crowd favorite is Mimi because of her saucy mouth.
But, of course, the soft-spoken, quiet Beth, you never know. She could be the ultimate challenger.
Right.
All right, well, ladies, if you're loosened up and you're ready, let's begin. Mimi and then Beth and then on and on. Go ahead, Mimi.
Good luck, ladies.
It's going to take a really long time.
These two women.
Sorry.
Both of them handsome. Very handsome women. They're slapping each other.
I'd like to compliment the women because right off the bat, the tempo is much more intense than it was with the guys. Mm-hmm. It's a little lighter touch, but it's frequenter. It's more frequent, I should say.
Oh, look. Really? Buzz has dimmed his light.
Ah, yes. Yes. You enjoying yourself over there, Buzz?
What's he doing?
Reduces the glare. He's taking his shirt off.
Ladies,
right now.
Ladies,
hands
I'm going
are on
to,
his ankle.
I'm going to have to ask for just a little more intense, please.
Oh, God.
Agreed.
Okay. You know what I'm going to get is my arm.
They're much too happy.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
They're way friendlier than
You're
the guys
such
were.
A bitch.
Ooh, there you go, Mimi.
Hey! That wasn't supposed to be published.
Oh, my. The ladies are much better than the men.
You. Yeah, never mind. Right. Can't do that.
My arm's getting tired.
I know.
Let's pick up the pace a little, ladies. Let's make it a little faster, please. There you go. Right. Just like that now. Just like that.
Ooh, yippee.
Okay, Mike is going to help you get the microphone situated there.
Oh, thank you, Michael.
So we get the optimum.
Please don't call me Michael.
He reminds him of his mommy.
Oh.
It's Mimi. Mimi called me Michael. Come on, Beth.
What a surprise. David Hanline came by the window.
You know, all the sales guys are gathered around now. Okay, ladies.
It's like, no.
You're a little pink.
Yeah. This is just so fast. Yeah. I mean, there's
girls are so much different than guys.
They're so much better.
Listen to these two.
And that dumber like you earlier.
Yeah.
They're just very opinionated, these ladies.
Man, oh, man.
Chatty.
Yeah.
How you doing, ladies?
A little harder, girls.
Yeah, a little harder, please.
A little harder.
This is hard.
No, it's not.
So how's it going?
Oh, just peachy.
Yeah, a little harder, please.
Oh, goody.
Come on, girls.
Feel so good.
There you go. Yeah.
Even harder.
They're still smiling at each other.
Yeah.
At this point, I'd have to say, at least from my vantage point, Mike, it looks like Beth is giving more than Mimi is.
Mimi. Hey, you don't have to give more. You're already giving more.
Oh, my. Yeah, see, when you mention that.
Hey, I'm being
nice. I was being
nice. Hey.
Right, here we go.
I better watch it. I don't think I would be nice any longer.
Another hand over the other.
He's getting it, Beth.
Get it on!
Okay.
Yippee.
Here we go. So how's it going, ladies? How long do you think you could hold out?
Well,
forever.
Yeah, till 7.
You really think so?
Wow.
We've got the time.
This is like boring.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Oh my God.
Yeah. There you go.
Or something.
You know, these two are really going at it, aren't they?
Stay with it, girls.
Tick tock. Let me take some phone calls here.
Very good.
Oh, okay.
Keep slapping.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, what caller am I?
Oh, we already have our call 100. We're enjoying the two women slapping each other in the face now.
Oh, wow.
A little harder, ladies.
That's very hard.
Ow.
You're hurting me.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, they spanking those girls on the radio?
No, we're not spanking them. The girls are...
That comes later, sir.
She wishes I was spanking.
The girls?
Oh,
my.
Oh, my. Who said that?
Beth?
Yeah. Is that you, Beth?
Wow.
Hey, Beth has gotten very chatty all day.
They are slapping each other, sir.
How about one putting more water on the knee and spanking them?
That comes later, sir.
Okay.
That was Mimi.
Wow.
Okay, do it.
Did we ever ask, are either one of you ladies married?
Yeah.
You are Mimi?
Yeah.
All right. How about you, Beth?
How about you, Beth?
No, I'm too young to be married.
Single?
Yeah. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, why does it sound so much like me in high school?
Did you get into slap fights when you were in high school?
No, you just...
Oh, I know.
Oh, I understand.
Okay, all right.
Oh, God! Yeah. Right.
See, we were so captivated by the slap fight right now.
Not very popular, were you, sir?
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, girls, could you pick up the pace with the intensity a little bit, please?
Yeah, a little harder.
And I will say there's a... look at Beth is hardly even slapping her right now.
Oh, she is. Oh, please.
Quite a bit of redness on Mimi's left cheek right now.
What about mine?
Yeah.
Yeah, you too.
Beth,
yeah.
Too.
Oh, Mimi.
Oh, Mimi.
Oh, hey. Girls, we don't want to get
girls. Back to the slapping, please.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, I got a question for you.
Yeah, buddy.
I got a pass to see the Grease Man do a show. And I think the guy's a moron. Can I trade it in to see you?
Sorry, sir. It's the wrong radio station.
No.
All right, thanks so much, man.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks. Hey, thanks, Don and Mike.
Stellar job today.
I might add.
You big idiot. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is radio at its finest, gentlemen.
Glad you like it.
Somebody out there enjoying themselves. Well, we're enjoying ourselves in here. Are you ladies enjoying yourselves?
Yeah, very much.
Very good. The only thing that could make this better... Would you girls consider going topless?
I think you'd be a little disappointed.
How about you, Beth?
If we could both get $100, I'd go topless.
Give me some
both
money.
Get $100.
All right, sure.
All right. All right,
it's a deal. Suddenly the slapping stops.
It's a deal.
Yeah, well, you both get $100?
Yeah, but then you have to keep slapping.
Yeah, you have to keep slapping.
Even when you're topless.
I mean, oh, see, they didn't really
they've declined. Yeah. They have declined.
Take my shoes off.
But yeah. Don't do us any favors there, Mimi.
But the slapping continues.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Yeah.
I had to ask.
Dynamite.
Hello. Oh, that car phone's driving me crazy. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Yeah, you getting this on videotape?
No need, sir. I'll remember every step.
That's right. We're making our own little personal videotapes right now. A little harder, lady.
Making memories. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Don, have them take off their clothes or something. Make it more interesting.
Well, listen, I just asked
them
if they would.
Tell them that we did. I know.
He gave it the old college try.
Say that we are.
Hey, ladies, harder. This is really not. This is tapping. These are love taps.
Dynamite Show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hey, buddy.
Man, I'm in love.
You're in love with who?
Both of them girls.
Sure. Both of them. You know, it's a good chance for people to pick their favorites right now.
Both of them girls.
Hey, yeah. There's no I don't have a favorite. They both sound beautiful, and I'm in love. I don't want them to smack me around.
That's great. You know what you should do?
I come
you
for
should,
here, sir.
You should run down to your refrigerator and get some jerry.
Get a cucumber. Get a cucumber.
Tangerine.
Hello, Donna, my show.
Don.
Yeah.
I'd just like to say, this is Chris from Germantown. I'd just like to say, you know, that those slapping is a woman's nature, so...
shut up. Then you kick your ass.
Don, I think you should turn them back to back and make them paddle each other on the butt.
Wow, that's the second guy that's requested that.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yes, hi.
I'm in the living room with this, the towel on the floor. Yeah. Right.
Don't I know that, sir? Girls, if we could pick the intensity up a little bit, please.
Hey, my face is very red. I can feel it, too.
Oh, good. That's the point.
Yeah. Hey, that's a little too hard.
That's good. That's very good.
Either one of you ready to back down at this point?
No.
No, not at all.
No.
No, and then that was going to... Beth gave you a... That was a mocking sound.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello?
You're like, my own.
Yeah, they're best buddies.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello, I'm on here.
Yeah, they're slapping the crap out of each other, but they're over there talking about, oh, yeah, your hair's so nice.
Ladies, do you think a friendship will come out of this?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, very nice.
Until
one of them gets the money and the other doesn't.
They could both win the money, Buzz, if they were smart.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Hello. Hey, Donna Mike Show.
Hello. This is Tracy, first-time caller.
Hello, Tracy.
I will have to say that I listen to the men slap each other, and the women are doing superb compared to the men.
Thank you, ma'am.
I will agree with you. I think you're absolutely right.
The men sounded much weaker and...
Well, I think the intensity could be a little bit more.
Oh, come on. Beth,
you could pick up the intensity a little bit.
That's because you can see my hand. You should see the side of her face right now.
Yeah. Her blazer. All right, just brief time out. Let me see the side of your face, Beth.
You see?
Oh, wow, that's very red. Yes, it is.
Yours is redder.
And yours is red. Go back to it.
Right, back to it, please. Beth's face is redder than Mimi's, it appears, from my vantage point.
Yeah, I agree, and I'm very surprised at that.
I'm not getting her that hard.
Oh, that was hard. Oh, a little hard.
That's better.
A little harder. Oh, a little harder.
I get to practice with my child. My arm hurts one night.
That's good, girls. Keep it up.
I think both ladies are doing great, and they both deserve the $100.
Thank you.
Pipe down on that. We'll only have one winner today.
Shut up.
Only one winner today.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep the incentive there.
Yeah, they had a chance to be double winners today.
Just hold your pants.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, hi, Donna Mike Show.
Are they really slapping each other?
Yes, they are. Yes.
Trust me, we're slapping each other.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get it on.
Right.
Yeah, radio like it's meant to be.
It's a beautiful country.
It's true.
You think it's good listening to the show. You should try standing here watching it.
Mimi was actually doing a little dance ago. And now Beth is doing it.
Now they're both dancing.
Bravo.
Shake your booties, girls.
Actually, I have no problem with it.
What was that, ma'am, on the phone?
Hello?
Are they sitting on your lap?
No, they are standing up.
They're standing up.
They are standing erect.
Yes, so do you have any other questions for our combatants?
No, maybe I'd like to get my fiancé out there. He needs a good slap.
Girls, keep it up now.
Yes.
Don't be distracted by the phone call.
Just a little harder, please.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great, thanks.
Are we holding each other's arms? No.
Too much camaraderie here.
Something.
Okay.
It was itching.
Okay, Beth.
I believe arm fatigue is entering into it right now. That was the same problem with the guys.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hi.
Come on, man. You can do a little better to get them to take it off, I'm sure.
I've heard you do it before.
That's a guy that's counting on you.
That's right.
He believes in you.
I'll hit him up again during the commercial.
Sure.
Hello, Dynamite.
Charlie Stewart, is that right? Is this your mobile? What's going on?
All right. Hello. Hello, you're on the air. Keeps going all day.
When does the entertainment stop on this show?
Never, Mike. Never.
That's incredible.
24/7.
Wow.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Dynamite.
Hey, I always want to know where the lightning round was.
The lightning round.
The lightning round.
They're doing. Listen, they're keeping the pace up, sir.
They really are.
Listen and tell me.
Good. It sounds good.
Listen and tell me if you don't think they're doing. Girls, let's just listen for a second. Let this guy on the phone evaluate.
Now, everyone's listening now. We're going to be quiet, so a little bit harder.
Yeah, this is really sad. This is my 15 minutes of fame.
Boom, 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 boom.
They are quicker than the men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is anybody keeping a count?
Oh, listen, who knows? Okay. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, the man just asked what I was asking. I was wondering if anybody was counting at all.
Robbie, are you counting?
I've been trying to. They're going so fast.
I've been doing it in my head. 1 million slaps so far, man.
They're going too fast for Rob's.
Oh, they're doing a great job.
Yeah, they are.
Very rhythmic. Very
what
rhythmic.
I said,
what was that mean?
That we should both be entered into the Renfang automatically since we're down here slapping our
feet. Oh, I know one way you could guarantee that.
Yeah, absolutely. Be automatic,
Mimi.
I
tell you, it's nothing. Yeah.
Well, let us be the judge of that if two topless women slapping each other.
Absolutely. You just, anytime you want to change those rules, you ladies just chime in.
Bra, but that's about it.
No.
All right.
We can get bra anywhere.
Really? Yeah, you've got to take off your shirt, probably.
Oh, maybe.
Get bra anywhere.
Meow.
Oh, meow. Yes.
But the intensity is very good right now. The level, the rhythm, everything going well.
My husband thinks I'm working right now.
All right, pick it up. Pick it up. Pick it up, girls. Pick up the pace. Pick up the pace. Come on, I'm a slave driver.
Yeah,
pick
like
up
to get
the
a winner.
Pace. Pick up the pace.
We'd like to get a winner.
Pick up the pace. Pick
we need a one of us are going to get.
Pick up the pace. Pick up the pace. Pick up the pace. Pick up the pace. Come on.
Wrap it. Hey,
girls.
Hey. No, no breaks. No breaks.
No stopping. No stopping. Continue, girls.
About four slaps a second.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Buzz has finally found a way to measure it.
Our slap cam.
Meanwhile, Buzz is over in his pitch dark studio with his beach towel out.
One of you girls will win the coveted Slappy.
Named after comedian Slappy White.
Slappy White.
Okay,
and his big collars.
What was that about the shirts? I heard something about the shirts, ladies.
No, we're talking. Well, I said she had a very nice shirt.
Are you guys turning each other on or something like that?
Well, maybe.
Do you like the way she looks, Mimi?
She's taller than me, which always pisses me off. But
really?
I guess I get pissed off at everybody.
I believe there's an attraction between these two.
How about you, Beth? Feel
pretty
anything?
Cute.
Feel
pretty cute, damn it.
She's pretty cute. Really?
Sorry, Dixie. Wasn't that what you said?
Dixie? What did you say?
Pixie, I believe the word pixie.
Pixie-like. That's a compliment.
Yeah. I am honest as a witness here. I believe these two ladies are turning each other on.
Yes, I'm wet.
Mm-hmm.
No comment.
Both of you ladies are now qualified to marry Charlie Stossel.
Well, I get free movie tickets.
Yeah. And still no sign of either one of them backing out of the competition.
How long did the guys last again?
We had to actually stop the guys.
Yeah,
well,
but
what happened then?
Well, they were really like beating the crap out of each other's face. Oh. I mean, one of them started bleeding, right?
Yeah, one of them started bleeding. Yes, the exploding zit.
That's when the fight was.
That's what we had to call it.
That's right.
Oh,
a little harder, ladies, please.
There you go. There he is. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Great, thank you.
Hey, how about the girls having a lick off instead of a slap off?
What?
Having a what?
Having a lick off.
A lick off.
Oh, come on.
Everybody's engaging in their own private
lick
fantasy.
Lick me, sir.
Who was that, Mimi or Beth?
That's the feisty Mimi, I believe.
That was Mimi.
That was Mimi.
Mimi getting her own weekend show here. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello, Don?
Yeah, I am. Hi.
Look, I'm a black man from Annapolis, Maryland. I swear that this is the most fun I've ever had driving down the road in my entire life.
All right, well,
thank you. Thank you, black man from Annapolis.
Ladies, please, by all means, keep it up as long as you possibly can. I will do the same.
What are you slapping, sir?
Mimi. Wow.
Mimi, bad girl. Hello, Donna Mike. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, my friend.
All right. Hey, I got an idea for you guys. Instead of them going topless, how about them losing the bottoms?
Oh my!
No. I tell you,
that's much worse. I'd rather lose the top.
Every call,
I'd rather lose the top.
Every call is a different fantasy.
Really?
Would you now?
Hello.
Hello.
Dynamite show. Well, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll give them a chance to rethink their options.
Absolutely.
When they come back, when they come back for round two, no, keep it up right now. Keep it up right now. Hello?
Hello?
No, we want you to keep slapping during the commercial.
That's
set.
Right. Yeah, that's what the guys did.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Hi, I'm calling from Rochester.
Yes, hello.
We're usually on an hour delay.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not today.
My, my, my. You know, these calls have a common thread.
I hope that's not my brother.
Some of our listeners actually racing ahead of the show.
Hello?
Hey, Don.
Hi.
How's it going?
Great, are you kidding me? It's going great.
I'm
loving this.
Great. This is awesome. Hey, all I got to say is Mimi for co-host, man.
Yeah, Mimi's pretty good.
I'd do it. For the I would.
Hey, baby.
You know what you can do to make that happen.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I want to see that in writing first.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Take it easy.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, how you doing? I was wondering if the girls dressed properly, if they're wearing a sports bra to keep the jiggle factor at a low.
Ladies, so what type of brassieres are you wearing today? First, Mimi.
I'm wearing a Victoria's Secret something or other.
And
very
Beth?
Nice. Beth?
Warner's? I have no idea.
All right.
What did you say?
It's white.
Warner's?
It's white. And mine, it's clasped in the back, sir. And
how about, I can take it off ladies, a little more, a little harder. We can't even hear the slaps now.
How about you, Beth? How about you? Would you describe your bra, please?
It's white with frilly lace.
White with frilly lace. Does it hook up in the front or in the back?
In the back.
Mine's a demi bra.
It's a what?
Called a demi bra.
Oh, like Demi Moore?
Well, yeah, I wish. No, it's
a little harder, girls. Yeah, a little harder.
Hardly touching each other now.
Hard to talk and slap.
A little harder. I know. I know.
Hello, Donna, Mike show.
Hey, which one of those girls is married?
Mimi.
Okay, when Mimi gets home, her husband's going to say, Mimi, you one-faced bitch.
This is Tommy Mottola.
Tommy.
You one-faced bitch. I made you, Mariah. Mimi and Beth. All right, give me a real good 30 seconds before we have to go to a break.
30 seconds.
Here.
Let's pick it up, pick it up.
Work it up.
There you go. That's good. That's good. Keep that up now. That's good. That's
the pace. That's what we want.
That's the pace.
Perfect. No, you slacked off there a little bit.
Slacker.
Nobody wants to slacker.
Slacker.
Oh, sorry. And both of them turning away.
All right, let's go to break now. Rob, please make sure that both of these girls continue to slap during the commercial set.
Yes.
Girls?
Oh, listen how soft that is. You're hardly touching each other.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
And just think, when we come back from this next commercial break, maybe we should stay. I think we're near the end of this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, pick it up, girls. Pick up the pace now. Here we go. We're going to get a winner now.
We want a winner.
You could both be big winners. Who's going to be the winner? Cinderella girl.
The shoulder
hurts. God damn, that's funny. That's great. That's a good pace. Keep that pace up.
Very good.
First one to drop from this pace loses.
Mm-hmm.
First one to drop from this pace. Keep an eye out, Mike.
All right, that's exactly how it should work.
Mm-hmm.
A little more.
There you go. First one to back down now.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Getting a little bit more intense.
And now it's working. Now my mojo's working.
Let's get it on!
Listen, these girls go at it. These women. Not girls, they're women.
All right.
That's amazing.
Keep the intensity up.
Yeah.
That's right. Look at how focused Beth is. Look at that. Look at her.
Mm-hmm. Look rapid here. Fire. Absolute rapid fire.
Yeah. Oh, now, made her laugh. Made her laugh. Okay, someone's slacking off there.
Come on now.
Hey.
Ooh.
I'm gonna get
on now. Come on now.
Get. Who backed off?
What are you talking about?
Oh my God. I sometimes can't believe it. You know, when you watch this, you go into like a trance.
Yeah.
It's incredible. It is. It's hypnotizing.
I think we both will get the money because that's what I hope
so. Well, you could guarantee that, Mimi.
All right.
Was that an all right?
Was that an all right? Was that
I believe it was.
Hey, wait just a minute.
What was that, Beth?
That's all for a start, she wins.
No, actually, the rule was you both
have to.
If you both do,
then we'll give you both the money.
That's right.
But you also have to slap each other for a while when you're topless.
That's right.
You are not sick men.
Thank you.
We know what guys like.
And I like it.
Thank you, Mimi. Bad girl.
You're very bad too, Beth. I don't want you to feel left out.
Buzz taking a big swig of Gatorade over there. There you go.
Worked up a powerful thirst.
Can't stand this.
Uh-oh. Who's backing off? A little more.
Intense.
There we go. Come on.
Intense.
Harder.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. This is the good level right here.
Right here. This is where we get away.
You know, women are a lot tougher than guys. I tell you, you guys
have done nothing to prove that theory wrong. Absolutely.
We'll find out here, won't we?
I've had a baby, so.
Yeah.
No one can doubt that kind of pain.
Not on your face.
Yeah, I spit it out.
A little harder?
Yeah.
They are really, really staying the course. My Lord.
My Lord.
You're a strapping young woman.
Strapping young woman.
Wow.
Amazing.
These two girls still in the octagon.
Yes, no sign of letting up on either. Oh, what was that?
We turned our heads away for a second.
That's right.
The intensity level went down.
Yeah.
Oh, no. We're staying with it.
How's the arm fatigue doing, ladies?
My arm's asleep. The
really?
Other one.
Really? Anybody want to back out?
No.
Anybody want to back out?
No.
Anybody want to take the other offer up?
I would if she would.
This is incredible.
I won't give her stomach.
You don't want to see it, trust me.
I will not be prepped.
Mimi will if Beth will.
Mimi will if Beth will?
Beth won't.
No pressure, though, right?
No pressure, but
no pressure, Beth.
Beth, you have to, these are the things we have to consider.
She does have a lacy bra on.
I do remember.
Straps are lacy.
You can see your bra straps?
Yes, I do.
Well, now.
Fascinating.
Well, then, hey.
Well, then, hey.
What do we get if we show our bra straps?
Nothing.
I'll show my bra. Oh, okay. I mean, my bra's a demi bra, man.
What is a demi bra, anyway?
I don't know.
You'll
never
know, will you?
No, I guess we won't.
Yeah, we won't. I guess you guys will be here till next Tuesday.
Keep going, girls. Pick that intensity up.
A little harder, please.
This is hard.
Yeah, I know. I know it's hard. I know. We need it just a little harder.
Very hard.
Let's get it on!
Is this commercial? Or?
No.
No, we're not commercial.
Oh,
no,
we blew off
the commercial set.
Oh,
well. We're running late.
Demi means half, so it would be a half bra.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh,
thank you,
that,
Buzz.
And I don't know that.
Thank you for sharing that, Buzz.
What was that, Beth?
Nothing.
Yeah, a little harder, ladies.
Ooh.
Beth, I don't think you're trying hard enough.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean, Mimi.
It doesn't hurt.
Okay. I think you can sing it.
It doesn't. It does.
Oh, that hurt.
Oh, God. Maybe. Uh-oh.
Settle down.
I'm all riled up now.
Oh, at this stage, I do have to applaud them for their stamina.
Yeah, my face hurts.
So you both should get the money.
Well, you can make that happen.
Christ, we're the only two women in Northern Virginia that came down here.
I know you are.
Every 2 hours.
I know you are. Listen, I tried to make it easy for your girls. You're going to have to keep slapping during the commercial set.
That's it.
That's the only thing we can decide. And we'll come back after this. If we have to, we'll slap all the way through Buzz's news.
Oh, listen how soft they're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
Girls.
We can do that without making sound.
Still pretty intense.
It's not loud doesn't mean it doesn't hurt.
Nicely done, ladies.
Okay. All right. Keep it going. And we'll be right back. Oh, here's the button right here.
Lovely Mimi and Beth are here.
Why is she lovely?
Well, you're lovely too, Beth.
And then both of you, Beth.
Okay. Wow.
But if that angers you, perhaps you could pick up the intensity a little bit.
When you're lovely.
Yes, I'm lovely.
You are lovely, Beth.
Yes, Beth and Mimi, equally lovely.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hello.
Not a pig among them.
No.
It's a pig-free slap-off. Hello.
Hi.
I'm so touched.
I'm just amazed. It's not the slapping. It's the playful interplay. It's just incredibly arousing.
Yes. Incredibly arousing.
Incredibly so.
And I think it shows their toughness, sir.
That too. But...
Okay. All right. Hello. Donna's light show.
Yeah, it sounds like they're both kind of enjoying themselves. I was wondering if they'd ever both had another female together.
Good question.
Excellent question. Mimi, have you ever been with a woman?
No. No, I haven't.
Beth, how about you?
Too many times to count.
Too many times to count?
No, never.
You're kidding? Never.
Really?
No. Neither one have ever been with a woman,
My husband
sir.
Thinks I have, though, for some reason.
Mm, why would he?
I don't know, because I don't know.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
I don't know.
I can't understand that.
Hello, you're on the air.
It's kind of hard to believe that they haven't.
Yeah, they seem to like each other, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's too apparent.
And I tell you who the husband is in this relationship. It's Mimi. Mimi's the husband, and Beth is the wife.
Yeah, they both sound to be...
Playing my real marriage, too.
I'm quite excited.
Now, we asked you earlier, ladies, is this turning you two on about each other?
Yeah.
By doing this?
Come on, be serious.
Be honest with us. Come on.
No, not really.
Not at all.
I mean, I don't think I would slap another woman if I wanted to get around.
Okay, we're just checking.
All right.
There's many other things you can do.
Yeah.
Well, oh, Amy.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Get him off,
please.
You girls are not fans of Dennis Murphy?
He's such a pain in the ass.
Once again, here's Dennis Murphy.
No, that was Mimi.
Oh, come on, Mimi.
You should see him goofing on you, Dennis.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're not the only
one. Oh, Dennis, you're all right.
Okay.
In small doses, that means hang up now.
Beth,
Dennis is talking to you.
I think, can't hear what he's saying.
I think Dennis is taking a shine to you, Beth.
Yeah, oh, really?
What are you doing Saturday night?
Oh, God.
Not much. What are you doing?
Hey, guess what? I have a new car. Are you ever going to go to dinner with me?
He's got a new car, Beth, and he's interested in going to dinner with you.
CLI Taurus, right?
A red Taurus.
He's got a red Taurus.
No, I don't like Tauruses, sorry. Maybe he had like a Corvette or something.
Okay, Beth.
Did you say that's a fag car?
I did.
You call it a fag car?
You said
yes,
that?
Yes, I did.
That was me.
Come on, Daniel, I'll slap you.
Once again, Dennis Murphy.
I guess you want me to get a Corvette.
All right, goodbye, Dennis.
Okay.
Thank you, Dennis.
Great video.
Bye, Dennis.
Bye,
Dennis.
Bye, Dennis.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, what's the chances that Beth looks like Sandra Bullock with about 34 Ds?
Ha! You're from the news group.
Yeah.
Who's this?
What news group?
Don and Mike News Group.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's the lowest level of life for people on that.
Straight out of the basement.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I wanted to know who that was.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, she does.
Are you part of the news group?
No.
Oh, I'm feeling all lucky.
Oh, we shouldn't have let you in here. Hello.
What is the news group?
Not.
A bunch of idiots on the internet.
Oh.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
I'm on the Grease News Group.
What was that?
No, it's like Grease, my news group.
All right. Yeah, pick up the intensity.
Oh, a lot.
Hello.
All right.
Hi.
I'm the only one.
Hello?
Yes, we're talking to you.
Yes, hello. You know, if you let the girl stop and then start back up again, it would hurt more.
Really? You sound like you have some experience.
There's a sadist.
All right, girl. That's true. Hey, we've
girl,
developed a numbness.
Pick up the pace. Pick up the pace. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I think Mimi is bisexual.
I think you got the potential to be bisexual.
Yeah, and I think you share that theory with a...
Lesbians very, do like me.
A very famous newsman.
Hello.
Hey.
Dan Rather.
Yeah, it wasn't you that said that, was it?
Yeah, you didn't say that in the bathroom a moment ago, did you?
What the hell kind of lesbian are you?
Hello.
Hey.
Don and Mike.
My crowd detector's going off. There's no way these two babies could be slapping each other in the face for this long.
Well, listen, Cletus.
Cletus.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You have the cleti.
It's not like me in the bathroom on a full moon night.
Right, I got you. No, you're so stupid. These girls aren't really slapping each other.
Now you go, just spread some jelly on your hand and lick it off.
A beach towel spread out on the floor.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Oh, that would be the idea. Jelly on your hand when you're doing a slap.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, somebody who is simply overcome with emotion.
Listen how weak these last few slaps are.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on, come on, come on now. Come on.
Concentrate, ladies.
Come on, baby. Now, right at each other. Right
concentrate.
At each other.
Come on now, concentrate.
Give me a solid 30 seconds. We have to end this.
All right, come on now.
This
a
is the
solid
home.
30 seconds.
This is
the home stretch, ladies.
Right now, come
that
on.
That actually hurts.
Good.
That's okay.
Good.
All right, there we go.
Oh, girls.
Come on now, last
20 seconds.
30 seconds
to go. 20 seconds to go.
Only 20 seconds to go.
20 seconds to go. 20 seconds.
Come on now.
Pick up the pace. Pick up the pace.
Oh, come on now.
Oh, that hurts.
You're not trying.
Yeah. I'm almost there.
Harder.
All right.
Faster.
And.
Almost win.
Faster.
Come on.
Harder.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Big finish. Come on, big
there
bucks.
Go. There you go.
There you go, Ann.
Oh, stop it right there.
There you go, ladies.
Whoa. All right, may we see, Beth, can we see your cheek?
Oh, yes, very red.
And Mimi?
Mimi's not quite as red.
No.
Yeah?
Hey, listen. The red of the cheek, the winner? No.
No, I told these gals during the break, we'd give them both the money.
They both win the money.
How could I decide among the two of them?
And although Cletus had a very hard time believing it, they actually were slapping for the entire time.
Yeah, they were good.
That's right.
They were good.
You ladies were both tough. Very good job.
They didn't even take their shirts off or anything.
No, they didn't. And they both,
how about that?
They both were winners. Congratulations
to
both of
you.
Thank you
very much.
Right, we couldn't pick a winner.
No.
See you, girls.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, ladies.
Bye, Beth.
Worth it. That'll hurt tomorrow.
Bye, Mimi. Yeah, call us tomorrow and tell us how your faces are.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Like 35, 40 minutes worth of slapping.
Bye-bye.
And beach towels all over our listening audience right now.
All kinds of guys are very pleasured right now.
Man, you should have seen the sports junkies come into the building. They were like, what do they look like?
Hello.
Hello, is this Don and Mike?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, great.
Good. This is Jennifer from Vermont.
Hello, Jennifer.
I just wanted to say hi to my neighbor who didn't think I could get through. And my fiance who listens to you all the time.
Right, okay. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hi.
Call Casey Kasem with that crap, okay? I'd like to say hi to the neighbor.
Hello.
Who said she couldn't get through.
Hi, this is Sean. I'm here with Patch, Beth's brother.
You're here with who?
Patch, it's Beth's brother.
Oh, Patch. you have Beth's brother there. Uh-huh. His name is Patch?
Yeah.
Is there any reason they call him Patch?
Any reason you're called Patch?
My nickname.
It's his nickname because he's Patrick. Okay.
He must be very proud of his sister.
He is. He's very proud of her. And he says, Mimi better watch out because she's a drummer. And she can take it and she's going to kick her butt.
Hold on.
Patch is my brother.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess he's on the phone. Although he doesn't speak for himself.
No, he doesn't speak for himself.
Like a ventriloquist act.
Why don't you put Patch on the phone?
Okay, Patch, ready to talk now? Yes, it's them.
Yeah, I'll talk.
All right.
Are you like Jingle Boy?
Are you a drummer, Beth?
Yeah, we both are.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
As well as my boyfriend.
Oh, cool.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, Paige.
Hey, Beth. I just want to let you know that Mom and Alan and Sean and I are all listening.
Oh, really?
For like the past half an hour.
Isn't that awesome?
It's very awesome.
Are you all very proud of
Mom's
sister?
Mom's not mad, is she?
No, she's not mad.
Okay.
Good.
Dad might be, though.
Well, Dad's not here.
Yeah, not yet.
He's in Texas.
So. Until Dad gets back, I want to know if I could borrow some money just to keep this.
All right. Goodbye. Goodbye, brother. Okay, Beth, get out of
Thanks,
here.
Thanks, Beth. Bye-bye. Thanks, Patch.
Bye.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Came from somewhere in her long ago at WABC, the Doobie Brothers, bringing back some old memories at 810 WABC Music Time at 75 degrees. I'm George Michael, and I want to make you a winner. Are you ready? Second caller, 212-955-9222, will win a pair of tickets to the hit Broadway show of Dracula. Dial now. Let's make you a winner as we bring you your great summer of music on WABC with News. Shake it all down to the ground at WABC at 8:18 with George Michael. On Monday evening, I would like to turn back the hands of time. What a good record this is. John, Paul, George, and Ringo, and a note of optimism. Beyond the horizon, there is sunshine.
Here comes the sun.
It was good, but not great.
Play that before the news. Dan played about half of it, or a little over. He said, you can pick up what's left, you know, play it on your show. That's a story of my life, folks. I always get the leftovers of England. You ought to try working following him and try to get some money, some paycheck after he's taken his course. You are still the one at WABC. It's the music of Orleans at 6:10 Monday evening, start of a brand new week. Society for the Prevention of a Blue Monday. Weatherman's going to give us a little cooperation. We're going to get some good weather for you tomorrow. Low humidity, lots of sunshine. Do you feel like getting lucky tonight? Are you up for that? Yeah, big smile. I thought so. It's a tough weekend. Well, here we go. Seventh caller, 212-955-9222. You will win a pair of tickets to KISS in concert at Madison Square Garden, July 24th. Furnished by Ron Delsner Enterprises. Let's make you a winner tonight. Sister Sledge, we are all family.
This guy's a fruit.
That's Maureen White, Earth, Wind, and Fire at 626 WABC with a great summer of music. Hope you're enjoying the summer weather we've got. Got done at summer. She's got all that hot stuff. Boy, she gets done and dirty on this thing. Hey,
and Mike Show.
Pride, sloth, greed, gluttony, wrath, envy, vengeance, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I was watching the end of one the other day that had Tom Hanks.
Right.
I hadn't watched the show, but it was just the end where they play that entire song and they're standing on stage waving.
Well, that sax solo that goes on for 3 hours, you know?
By G.E. Smith.
Right.
Hey, will someone tell that dick out in the hallway to stop walking by the window? No, Rob, would you go get him? He's walked by like 3 times now.
All right, that's a third time. You know what that means.
Yeah. Terribly unnerving. The guy walks by one time and he looks, then he's leaving and he looks, and then he walks by, and then he comes back and sticks his head back again.
That's it, Rob Spiewak, following Charlie Broyhill, and this man is now going, the cattle prod will be taken to him.
We are not your chimpanzees.
It's very disconcerting to have somebody come by that window when you're trying to do a show. And if they give you that panda look, which is kind of like,
bring him to me. Let me look at him.
You know, whenever I watch the Today Show, I'd always like to have that one person. Occasionally, they'll find a corner of that set on the Today Show where someone will get right between the potted plants, and they're doing like a serious interview.
Oh, yeah.
And you see somebody just going like this with their hands. I would love to see a security guy with one of those batons just come up and clock the person that's doing that.
So I was watching Tom Hanks at the last awkward moments of Saturday Night Live.
Right.
And maybe this is how pathetic I am, or how I noticed details, but I was watching Reading the Lips
right
as he walked from cast member to cast member. He went to Dana Carvey and he said, good show.
Right.
And then it was Kevin Nealon and he said, good job.
What a shame. I wish with Kevin Nealon he would have gone, you're an a-hole.
And then he went over to Chris Farley.
Right.
And he only had the expression, his face, when it looked like he said, it was, whoa! And Chris Farley doing the same back at him.
Right.
And after he talked to those three guys, he didn't talk to anybody else.
Right.
He just kind of milled around, and when the guy, I'm making copies, I'm the copier guy.
Schneider.
He walked up, Tom Hanks turned and looked the other way like, if I turn my back down, he won't know that I'm avoiding him. But he's on TV.
It's really like looking at a little cocktail party and seeing the dynamics of a cocktail party when, you know, people that don't want to be with other. See a lot of phony hugs, too, where the, you know, the celebrity guest will have to give the hug to the person that they, you know, they don't want to hug.
You also see cast members work their way up from the back so they can get on camera. If there's a crowd on stage, they work their way forward so they can be seen.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Bueno. The name of the show that you're talking about is called Kablam.
Whatever.
Whatever.
It's the kids' show.
Yeah, I got 3 little ones. They watch it all the time.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Yeah.
They have a weekend update thing? Do they have that?
Yes, they do.
Cool.
It's like a minute. It's not funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's for a 10-year-old, because my son thinks it's a great show.
Sitting there slapping his knee, laughing out loud.
Funny. Hello, Dynamite.
What's the frequency in Philly?
Frequency in Philly?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Find out.
I'm too busy. I'm on a roll right now talking about Saturday Night Live.
You can find that information out on your own if you show some initiative.
I'm showing initiative right now.
No, I'm sorry. No. I'm on a super roll right now. I can't stop the momentum, baby.
Tell us the momentum?
I'm about to talk about G.E. Smith, the horse-faced band leader of Saturday Night Live.
Who used to get all the camera time because he had some kind of contract.
It was in his contract.
Oh, and it was the most annoying thing on Saturday Night Live until they fired him.
That every time they went to commercial break, I bet a lot of people didn't know that. That you go, why is that ugly guitar player always getting his face on TV? Yeah, it was in the contract.
Nice ponytail.
What?
He had a nice ponytail.
So you liked G.E. Smith?
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was obnoxious.
That doesn't surprise me that you like G.E. Smith.
Yeah, he sucked.
All right, good man. Thank you.
There you go.
Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 1210.
Did you get it?
What?
Right, I gave it to you.
Did you get it? Did you hear him?
1210.
Right.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. You're a good guy.
Right, bye-bye. Well, he finds out the station's really at 1580.
Oh!
I don't know. It might be at. It is. I had the right one. 1210 WPHT.
Oh, on the weekend.
Great. Philadelphia. But don't look for us at a prime time or anything on that station.
Join us Saturday morning at 2.
2? You should hear the liners we cut. We cut liners and go, hey, drunks and crackheads. The only people who'd be up in Philadelphia at midnight.
We're trying to make a good first impression. It's like, hello, losers that are up in the middle of the night. Yes, it's us.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I have a question for Don.
Body.
Hey, you started in Chicago, right?
Well, I worked there.
Did you ever work with a guy named Steve Dahl?
Oh, sure.
Where's he at now?
He's still there.
Is he really?
Yeah.
How's he doing?
Wait to have a heart attack, I guess. He's a big fat guy.
Didn't he have? Didn't you tell me a story about him that he actually had a lock on a refrigerator where he had goodies and stuff?
He had his own food. And he had, in the studio at WLS, he had his private refrigerator where he would stock, like, I don't know what it was, some kind of special root beer he liked. And he really put a lock and chain on it.
God.
So the other disc jockeys wouldn't take his food.
It wasn't diet, was it?
No, oh, absolutely not. No. He was cruel to me. Anybody who ever hears our show now and thinks I'm bad to people, this guy, Steve Dahl.
It's true.
I was his project.
Mm-hmm.
When they hired me at WLS, well, listen to this. The program director set me up for failure with the staff.
Right.
Because he had a meeting. He calls everybody in and he says, all you disc jockeys, you all really suck. I want you to hear a tape of a guy that I just hired.
Right.
This guy is great. And he plays my tape. Now, I didn't know this. This is 2 weeks before I got there. So the next day on his show, that's all Steve Dahl's talking about, is the fact that they got called into the PD's office and he played a tape of, you know, me, some dick.
The new guy.
And I got on the air, first time I took a phone call. You suck!
Oh, man.
You suck!
Yeah.
And that's back when Frida and I had just been married like a year, and we split up for 6 months, and that was on Steve Dahl's show every day.
My God.
Every single goddamn day.
So what you're saying is you like the guy.
Yeah. No, he had a good show. He had a really good show.
You had a relation with him afterwards, right?
Yeah, no, he's a good guy.
Well, he doesn't hold the candle to you, Don.
Of course not. A lot of people think that people will call and say, you guys rip off Howard Stern. If I'm ripping off anybody, it's this guy Steve Dahl is the guy that influenced me. And as far as I know, he's the guy that influenced Howard Stern and a bunch of other people.
Yeah.
I never heard a guy do a show. I worked at WLS, which is a station that played records.
Right.
This guy didn't play any records.
Right.
And all day he talked about farting and how he hated the program director.
Right.
I never heard anything like it before. I thought, boy, I'd love to do a show like that.
And he's still doing it.
Yeah. He's not as successful as we are.
Yeah. That's,
gee, isn't that too bad?
That's really a shame.
He's not syndicated anywhere.
Sure.
He's still a big load.
I wonder if he's still got the lock on the refrigerator. I like that. I love that story.
He was a real dick.
Mm-hmm.
But like I say, I really respect him. He's a good broadcaster.
Thanks for the update.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, I got a tape here. Not to make this too much a swimming lake me.
Right.
But I was sent a tape today. You want to hear the kind of quality bits that I used to do?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Here you go. Here's a tape. When did we get this, Rob, today?
Yeah.
This is from a disc jockey in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Who works at Mix 94.1.
Would that be the best mix of certain decades?
It doesn't say, but it probably is.
Of course.
Letter says, Dear Don and Mike, Don used to listen to you when you worked at WBBM in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Thought you might get a kick out of this. I have a tape somewhere of you talking to your brother in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Love your show. For God's sake, stop beating your wife. And this comes from Cosman.
It's the Cosman Show.
It's the Cosman at the station in Las Vegas. This is a song that, an awful parody song about Larry Lujack.
Boring
okay,
guy,
yeah.
Who was the big disc jockey on WLS. See, what happened was, I left the station,
right.
WLS, and I went to work at another station in Chicago where I went on against WLS.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy on this morning show was an old dinosaur named Larry Lujack.
Right.
And nobody ever said anything bad about Larry Lujack.
True.
Ever. Everybody kissed his ass, and his show was awful.
That was the code.
Right. So we went on. And now keep in mind, this is 1983.
Right.
Long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Here I am singing my great song, Your Boring Lair.
Okay?
This guy is more talented than Michael Jackson. And if he would sue me, I would say that, well, I'd be saying I was gay. So.
Something in the way he talks. It's so boring.
Are you talking about me?
This was real cutting edge back then.
It was.
It took real balls to make this song back then. Now, terribly embarrassed by this.
You've been on the air too long. You're sick of all the songs. Hey, Larry, why don't you tell me an animal story, buddy? If you're too tired to do your show, well, Larry, just let me know. I'll be glad to take some listeners off your hands. Hey, Larry, how'd you like some Salmonex? Try, Larry. Just try. There it is.
cutting edge, wow. Man.
And how did he respond to that when you did that for him?
Larry Lujack sent me a letter.
Right.
The letter said, "Dear Don, the eagle does not hunt flies."
Oh, he's the guy that did that.
Lair. L-A-R.
You're on the borderline, man. You are boring, Lair. You just don't know when. You just don't know when to retire. Why don't you go play golf, Larry? You're too boring, Lair.
See, I didn't know any way to end it, so I just played that Cheech and Chong thing.
Hey, well, that's good.
Right?
What are you trying to do?
Sorry.
You're on my record, man. I just bought it.
I think the only song I like more than that one is this one. So good to hear Sunglasses at Night again.
Again.
6:44 in the morning at B96.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, wow.
That was cutting edge back in 1983. You remember that Buzz was my news guy then.
I remember it very well, and I remember what I thought was one of your funniest lines ever, and that was, you know, for the radio station, you would say all the same songs, just in a different order. That's the secret to our success.
That was true. B96.
That line.
And that was it. The letter came in and nothing else.
Was it, right.
Yeah.
He was pissed, though, because nobody talked about Larry Lujack.
Because you're not supposed to do that.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hi, Buzz.
Hey.
How are you guys?
Great, thank you.
Dumb question, right? I know. I heard that before.
That's all right.
I just wanted to call and tell you guys I really love your show. I've been listening to you for years, and you always make me laugh.
Thank you.
And also, I wanted to talk about Monicas and giving Monicas.
Boy, we've had so many ladies calling about Monicas.
Yes.
Well, you know, I listened to you guys last week, and you said something about how women generally don't like to do that. And I wanted to call and say I'm one of the ones who do like to do that, and there are some of us out there in the world.
And you know what we call that?
What?
Whores.
No, I'm a mother of three. Honestly, my husband loves
whore. How dare you? Common whore. How can you live with yourself?
Well, I live with it every once in a while, but anyway.
What would be every once in a while?
And please be honest.
Yes, and you know, just try to think it through and maybe give us a guesstimate.
Well, I like to do it more often than what my husband does, but
really? What's his problem?
Well, no, he likes doing the other things, but this one particular act he only likes once in a while, I guess. Maybe.
Really? Really? What's wrong with you? You might want to have him checked out.
Well, I know, I believe it. He had a vasectomy too, so.
My God, that explains a lot. Why'd you do that to him?
Well, he wanted to. I wanted another child, but he just decided that three was enough for him.
Yeah, usually it's the guy that wants another child.
Yeah, usually. I know, and I hear you.
And talk. Usually it's the guy that wants the Monica all the time.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah.
Maybe, you know, I'm thinking that we might have a reverse Charlie Stasso situation here.
I don't know about that, but I keep trying, so.
Anyway, keep trying what?
Keep trying to get him to like it.
It wouldn't be because of your technique, do you think?
No, I haven't had any complaints before him.
Well, you know, that's a tough one. Because what guy is going to say, you know, hey, that was real nice, but you were just a little dog-like.
Sure.
No.
You know, you don't hear that.
You know, down those sex books, they say that you're supposed to communicate with your partner, but perhaps your husband is not telling you that indeed the incisors are in the way.
No, I've been to the dentist for that problem.
Instead, he says, no, honey, I'm really not in the mood for that. Please. Yeah.
I'm not in the mood for the one thing that any guy would kill for at any time on the planet. No, thanks, honey.
Well, I don't have any problem with technique. At least I don't think so.
Right, and again, you know, what's your poor husband going to say? There you are, trying to please him, trying to do what every 99% of the guys like. What's he supposed to say? Honey, it hurts?
You know what, really, this would be a real turn-on for your husband, I'm sure, unless he doesn't have a palsy. The next time you're doing that, really just say, honey, you sometimes I don't think you really enjoy this. Is there anything I could do to make it better?
Well, that's true. I could try that.
And what would the answer be? What could he do to make it better?
Well, I know what he could do to make it better for me. He could get bigger.
Oh, this poor guy. This guy's got all kinds of complexes. You made him. Yeah. You made him neuter himself. You're here talking about his size.
Well, he's okay. I mean, he's average size, but he could use one of those enlargers we're talking about.
And I wish this guy would call and talk about how big your ass is.
No, it's not that big.
Sure, it's not. Okay, bye-bye.
Average, not good enough for her.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is her husband.
ass.
Hey, huge.
My God.
She got the bitch ass. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's wire hangers doing in this closet when I told you no wire hangers ever? What's wire hangers doing in this closet? Answer me!
The Don and Mike Show. Catering to the BM eaters. The Don and Mike Show.
I can't hear you. All I can hear is nothing. Who the hell hang up and keep trying again, keeping me here? I can hear you.
Well, I'm really going to get to the bottom of this thing about The Simpsons. I know I'm not articulating it correctly, but they're not drawing it the same.
The animation has subtle changes that you do not approve of.
Right. I think we're going to try to call the Roop.
Mm-hmm.
The Jolly Roop Man, the man of Roopstinia, the Rooper.
The Rooper Man.
Rupert Murdoch. Hello.
Hi, Boo-Boo.
Oh, hello, darling.
What's up?
What was I just talking to you about?
You were... I don't know. No, I didn't.
I didn't listen.
Oh dear.
I don't know.
Well, I don't even know what I was going to ask you.
I really do forget. We have those kind of conversations. You call me like every hour, and it's usually. Did you ask me what dinner was? No, I don't think you know.
No,
that.
What is dinner?
Something in the crock pot, which I know you always look
forward to. A lot of people ask me, Don, how have you lost 19 pounds since February 28th? And that would be the answer. A lot of my honey's cooking.
In the crock pot. What are you putting in the crock pot tonight, Frida?
Well, I just threw, you know, I find if you throw some chicken and some... And some tomatoes in there. You can usually
it's foul.
Crock up something good.
Looks like someone's insides in there. And the chicken gets all wet and watery. And
it's the worst.
I hate it when you have something to do during the day, like you did today, when you do the crock pot.
It's nice and moist.
The crock pot's my good friend. And then you just make some rice and you got your meal.
The crock pot is no friend of mine. Hey, honey, that anklet?
Yeah.
Is that a quality anklet?
Yes, it really is.
Right, the 25-cent anklet.
Yes, it's got, you know, I know that when you give me a piece of jewelry, like right now I'm wearing the cross you got in Ireland when you're broadcasting, and it's a nice cross, but it has a clasp on it that says, didn't go to a, you know, you got it in Ireland and from some man on the street at an airport.
No, I didn't get it from a man on the street.
The clasp. You've become a jewelry connoisseur, right?
I know the good, when he hands me the receipt and he says, keep this for our file. Now, he only hands me the receipts on the really good ones. They always have the clasp.
Well, you know, there's so many times I've given my wife something and she'll look at it and go, well, that's, you know, that's nice. Like, that's a piece of junk.
Well, so now I just
give her the receipt so she knows.
To prove it. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you have picked up, you know, airport jewelry for me on Valentine's Day.
Listen, so did Mike. I know that doesn't help my cause much.
Yeah.
Don't you remember that time we came back from L.A.? We had to buy stuff in the airport?
Oh, we've done it a million times.
But it was a special one. It was like Valentine's Day.
Oh, God. And we both did our shopping. And you know, there you are limited. You are truly limited in an airport gift shop.
Teddy bear. Candy.
Yeah, candy teddy bear.
Or maybe
bear.
A spoon.
Yeah, one of those spoons or one of those snow things, those snow shakers that you can get. But there's not a lot of quality jewelry is not necessarily to be found in the airport.
Was it for Laura, Mike?
Yeah. Well, you know.
Oh, really? Somebody you really like?
Wow. Let me tell you something. The best airport for buying stuff is Denver International Airport.
Oh, that's a shopping mall in there.
Man, I love that airport because you can get something for everybody. You can get good stuff. But most airports, you know, a USA Today and a spoon.
Happy Valentine's Day. Use your copy of the New York Post.
Yeah. And then there was the Mother's Day that you went to you got the fake purse for it. That was supposed to be like a, I don't know, Givenchy or
something.
Don't you
ever burn out any brain cells?
I forget most things.
One time I bought a knockoff from a guy.
Right. Made in Thailand, I think, was the giveaway.
Like $5.
You know, it was like 20 bucks.
Yeah,
I think it was a...
Should have been $5. You paid $15 too much for it.
Some Gucci thing.
Right.
And as soon as I gave it to her, she said, this is a piece of garbage.
Oh.
I said, what? I bought this. I mean, she says, let me see the receipt. I said, well,
you can have a cash transaction, and, you know.
Hey, listen, here's a quiz for you from this past weekend. Steve Buckhantz's new girlfriend, what's her nickname for him?
Tweety.
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 Just want to mention that again.
Hello, Tweety Bird.
Yeah, that's
that.
A hoot.
That is great.
Oh, he was telling us all this. Oh, we got to get on. I said we'd take these calls, and everybody's waiting. Remind me sometime. We should talk about the Washington Wizards airplane.
The Washington Wizards airplane?
They have a charter airplane that Steve Buckhantz was telling us about.
Oh, that's right. I remember reading about that.
Wild,
man. Let me tell you something.
Wild.
Yeah, hop on board the 737 for the Washington Wizards who didn't make the playoffs again.
Hey, has your mom come down from the fact yet that some guy actually thought that she was your sister?
Those Irishmen, they are so full of it.
Oh, we're great in bars, though. Let me tell you something. We are great. We will say something like that because we know that it makes people feel good.
But what's the
point? Like Alan Goodman used to say.
I mean, obviously, you know, he must have truly been hitting on my mom because I asked him if he wanted to step outside after he said that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he wasn't making any points with me, you know, by saying that we were twins.
Was he under 45 or
was he an old guy?
No, he was about my age. He was around 40-ish. You know.
So once you're over 40, in the Irish code, you can hit on anybody, anytime. Doesn't matter how old they are.
Yeah.
Anywhere from, like, 20 up to 80.
So is that why I saw you signing so many autographs? Because your mom was stealing the spotlight away from you?
No, I wasn't. Because people asked me. I wasn't looking.
Honey, how goofy is that?
Well, my mom signed autographs.
Oh, God. Oh, don't tell me that. Oh, Jesus. What is your mother doing signing autographs?
And people ask, what is she supposed to say? No,
she's supposed to say, no, thank you.
No, what? That, she sounds like Rosie O'Donnell if she says no.
Honey, I can't imagine there was a huge clamor to get your mother's autograph.
Well, if they ask, we have to remember, it was at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are people drinking out of a sheep's butt. Asking my mom for an autograph is not that off the wall.
There you go.
All right. I love you.
All right. I love you, too.
Okay. So it's, crock pot. I know it's for dinner tonight. Mm. More pounds to be lost tonight.
Okay. Goodbye, bye, sweetie.
Goodbye,
bye. Tweety bird.
Bye-bye.
Oh.
Bye-bye, honey.
Tweety bird.
Bye-bye. Okay, now, here we go. Guys, standing by.
Time for the auditions.
Or should I call Rupert Murdoch first?
Call Rupert first. Tell him you want the old-style animation to be done.
There's a definite difference. Yes, Rupert, please. This is Don and Mike.
Hello.
You old bat.
All right, let me call back as Aaron Spelling. Guys, put that number back on the screen, please.
He opens the doors. This is Aaron Spelling.
Guys, would you put that number back on the screen, please?
So you can call the number as Aaron. Roop's old pal, Aaron Spelling.
What's wrong with the drawing on The Simpsons?
They've had to have personal contact.
Of course.
You know, with all the Fox programming that Aaron Spelling has provided.
All right.
I am Aaron Spelling.
He's Melrose. Huh?
He goes, now this will be off the air, at least the portion on the other end.
Yes, Rupert Murdoch, please. Do you know what office he's in? This is Mr. Aaron Spelling. This is Mr. Spelling. Do you know what office he's in today? Thank you.
There it goes.
She's checking. I'm calling from Virginia. I'm here to testify on the Hill about TV violence. Tell him I will call him back. Tell him I will call him back directly. Hello? The New York office?
It's Spelling.
Right, would you have a number?
He's getting the number.
Hold on,
see, this is
hold
the
on
man.
Please, darling. Hold on. 852.
This is the man nobody wants to
thank you
to
very
mess
much,
with.
Darling.
The
magic, pleasure.
Magic of Aaron.
Bye-bye.
Darling. He's in the New York office?
Yeah, he's in the New York office.
There you go. All right, Aaron. Aaron now putting a call into Rupert Murdoch.
She has caller ID. She said, where are you calling from? Virginia. So I came up with that fast one. About
Mo and Mike O'Mara, we're doing a national radio show right now, and Rupert's secretary in Los Angeles just gave us this number. Is he around?
No, I'm sorry. He has left the office for the day.
Left for the day.
Oh, bummer. Mm-hmm. What a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
How would I be able to speak to him about some thoughts I have? Concerning some of the programming.
I need to get this phone on my own in the office. Can you hold on?
Yes. Okay.
You know, it's a marriage between Don and Aaron. Aaron and Don.
All right. Now, let me just do this. She'll
Hi.
Hi.
You could always send him a fax if you want.
Okay. Now, hold on. I'd like to get his fax number. Hold on, please.
Yes, jot down your thoughts on a fax.
Rob, would you get the fax number? Someone's getting it.
You know, maybe you could give him some of your cartoons that you've done. You've been a pretty accomplished doodler.
Let me just make sure he's really not there.
Okay. By saying he's Aaron Spelling.
Of course. Right.
Do star 67 so they can't tell where the call's coming from.
That would be a wonderful first, too, if you were able to do this. You on one end, and then Aaron on the other end getting through. Then we'd know where we stood in the entertainment world, like we don't know already.
Okay, here we go. But I promise we'll get right to your calls.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, hello, is Root there, please? Ah, damn. This is Aaron Spelling. Do you know, has he gone home? He's in a meeting, you know. Can you put me through to where he is? The message is, darling, this is Mr. Aaron Spelling. And I have a matter of the most vital importance to speak about with Mr. Murdoch. Thank you.
Oh, boy.
He really didn't leave. He's in a meeting. He told us he wasn't there.
Way to double check.
He's really there.
Of course, he's a hardworking guy, Rupert Murdoch. So you think he's built the mighty Fox empire, not by going home at 5 o'clock.
Right. Tough running the big network.
Hello?
Hey, we're waiting.
Yes, I tell you what, I'm at a... Hold on just a moment, please. Do you know how long he might be in that meeting? You think he might be able to get back to me within 15 minutes? Within 15 minutes. All right, hold on. I'm going to put you on my assistant, darling. Hold on, please. Robbie, God damn it, get this message now. Give her the number. Give her the number where I will be.
Yes, Mr. Stone.
Give her the hotline. It's the name that opens any door. They go from saying he's gone for the day to he's in a meeting, and then she really tries. She says, I'm sorry, I can't interrupt his meeting. I might be able to slip a note under the door.
What did she say, Robbie?
She said, thank you.
Oh, all right.
Robbie, the beleaguered assistant.
Thank you,
Robbie,
Rob.
Damn it, I'm Aaron Spelling.
Robbie doesn't like custard.
Robbie doesn't like custard.
We will come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So toast them in a 350-degree oven until you can just sort of smell the nuts. And then remove them from the oven and place them on a clean cloth. And notice when I rub the nuts with the cloth, the skins kind of just fall off. You want to get the nuts as clean as possible. Every speck doesn't have to come off. But if you rub hard enough, most of the skin will pop right off the nut. This is a simple way to do a lot of nuts in a short period of time.
The Don and Mike Show.
Ladies, they love your in-betweens. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, is this Don and Mike?
Yes.
Hey, Buzz, how you doing?
Hey.
Currently not heard in New York.
New York City!
Still talks.
You guys say it's impossible to make whoopee during your show.
What?
You say it's impossible to make whoopee during your show?
Yes, it's impossible to make love during our show. Because
how old are you?
I'm 26.
Our show is riveting. Our show is not a background show. It's a foreground show. You must constantly pay attention. Therefore, no one in their right mind could successfully make love while listening and concentrating to this show.
Well, I'm like you guys. I am not in my right mind, but I can concentrate on two things at one time.
So you have successfully made whoopee during this broadcast?
Well, I'm willing to do it right now.
Is your woman there?
Yeah, say hi, Deb.
Hey.
Really? Right now?
Yes, right now.
All right. Well, go ahead.
Huh?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm willing to. Now you gotta have the phone right there. Let me talk to you the whole time.
Okay.
All right. Listen. You go ahead and see if you're not riveted to the next feature we have.
Okay.
All right. Now listen. Yesterday, I don't know if you knew this or not. Yesterday,
is this guy naked right now? Are these two people like? Are they really ready to go?
I don't believe so. I believe it's impossible for anyone to actually make love while listening to our show.
Oh, yes. She is doing very well right now. Trust me.
Are you guys, like, doing it right now?
Yes.
No.
No, really, she's doing it right now.
Oh, my.
Miss Bush.
Helping me out right now.
Oh, God.
Well, look, there's no way that a guy could even be on the phone with us and talk to us, much less do...
I don't get it.
Oh,
that's that dude rotten, God. Baby.
Yeah. Oh, you're lying. You're such a liar.
No, I am not lying.
Yes, you're a liar. You're totally lying. Who is that, your sister?
Yes, I'm on. No, it's not.
Put her on the phone.
Hold on a second. Hey, stop.
Yeah. Yeah, hello. Who is this? His little sister?
No.
Listen, it's impossible for anyone to actually make love during our show.
Oh, we're doing it.
Our show is all-encompassing.
Hmm?
You must totally concentrate when you're listening to our show. Hello?
We're doing it.
Are you losing concentration right now?
I'm not.
Hello? Let me tell you something. All I want to say is all over our listening audience right now, volume levels are being turned up.
I got it cranked all the way it'll go. I don't believe it. I'm sorry. I don't believe it.
I don't care.
Just as a point of reference.
Yes.
In case this comes up in some kind of legal documentation later.
Yes.
I'd like to go on the record to say I don't believe this.
Do you want me to come to the station?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I don't believe it either.
Yeah. Yes. Why don't you come to the station?
Okay.
Why don't you and your sister come to the station?
She's not my sister.
Yeah, this isn't really happening. We know that.
Okay. You're right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Oh. Busy day.
Oh, don't say bye-bye yet.
All right, now. I've put the microphones in the audition position. Something he's not in right now, incidentally. He's not in any position. Oh, see, they still have the radio on.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. If they're listening to us right now, how could you possibly...
Hey, Don, just put me on hold and I'll tell Robe when to... Like,
how could you make love when I'm playing fart sound effects? How could that be?
What you ought to do, if you really want to take him out of the mood, play that Judge Judy tape. That voice will take anybody out of the mood.
Here you go.
She is just so amazing on radio. She is going crazy.
Hold on. Here you go.
In the television program that we're doing now, I see more women giving money, gifts, credit cards, cell phones. I mean this cell phone.
Giving them to
men.
Really?
Men.
Do you have their addresses with you?
I do not.
Don't do it for me. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, still there.
I'm really trying.
All right, listen. Here's the last... I've got out my last resort now. Uh-huh. This will... if you really are making love, this will test your conversation... rather, your skills of concentration.
Absolutely.
More than our simple conversation.
Wonderful.
Roll it.
Oh, say can you see... I'm a gone girl in my...
Hey, the bomb's the first thing in air.
What did he say? Something about bombs bursting in air, Don.
Yes.
I'll call you back in a minute.
See, because you can't, finish the job.
Yes, I can.
While listening,
I'm on the phone. I need my hand.
You need. Well, why would? Why do you need your hand?
Well, because I like to make her feel good as well as myself.
Whatever.
Is there a problem?
Whatever makes you happy,
listen,
sir.
All I know is if you say you got to hang up the phone, that means you lose the challenge and nobody can make love to our show.
All right, well, I'm going to lay the phone down next to us then.
Because the show requires full concentration.
Well, he's laying the phone down next to
you. Now, do you have the radio there right by you?
Yes, I do.
So you're continuing to listen to the show?
Yes, I am.
While you go through the charade of making love?
I think I can hear the radio in the background.
10-second delay thing.
All right, well then, I'm going to have to pull out my biggest weapon.
All right.
Okay, you're trying.
My biggest weapon in the fight against sex during our show.
The Linda McCartney tape. Better than thinking about baseball.
No, we don't. That's not the ultimate.
That doesn't hinder me at all.
That doesn't. How about this?
Oh, no.
How about Mike singing?
Ooh, the shock babe. And the chief dear.
Oh, man. See, Don, I would think this would heighten the experience.
Yeah. You'll get major shrinkage.
He's singing along with it.
And he keeps it.
Any kink.
Keeps it out of sight.
Oh, this guy's. Look, this guy's not making love right now.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Scott and Demo. I can't believe y'all played my favorite song. That is unreal.
This has been a funny joke, but all I know is you've been on like for 5 minutes now, and you have not made love to a steamy conclusion.
Nah, you're not.
Sorry.
Okay. Nah, you're
all right,
not.
I'm not, but I tell you what, I feel a lot better than you guys do right now.
But hold on. At least give me the...
I envy you for your birthday party, trust me.
Always remember back when you had the stuff licked off. Yeah.
Even he's having more fun than I did, though.
I maintain you cannot make love while actively listening to our show.
It's a physical impossibility, Don.
Can't do it.
Couldn't happen, didn't happen.
Thank you. Goodbye.
It did not happen.
Goodbye.
Oh, Cordless Stone, it's so hard to hear you guys.
Yeah, okay. Goodbye now.
Hey, bye-bye. I'll call back in a little bit.
All right. Don't
be waiting for me.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, you'll call back after you turn the radio off and you're able to concentrate.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
Yeah, right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I agree with you.
Radio theater on the mind.
I thought you put that away.
Yeah, it doesn't make me want a bone.
Hey, Frida. God, I'm horny for you. Let's turn on some Mike O'Mara.
Let's turn on Mike's album. You know, there was a time when I was actually going to add to that. There was a time, but I haven't been able to find the proper karaoke studio.
Since the one on the boardwalk closed down?
Yeah. The one on the boardwalk was the only one where I could motivate myself.
Oh, man. Well, yes, boo-boo. Hello.
Hello, honey.
Wait a minute. I got my radio on, and I know you're not supposed to do that.
No.
All right. Hold on. Listen. Let me put you on the portable phone.
Listen.
I've been trying to do everything and be a good wife and get ready for a piano lesson and all my other jobs.
I know.
And be your general slave like that lady thought yesterday.
Yes. Listen, right. I just want to say, as long as we are on the subject of SEX, you know, knockout job today, honey.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I want to say something. There's nothing greater than... After my wife went out for the walk with her neighbor,
yes,
and after I stunk up the bathroom and everything, when she came back home, listen, this is what you want to hear after you've been married for 16 years. I'm sitting at the computer doing some work, and she comes in and she says, you know, we got no romance left in our marriage at all. She comes in and she says, hey, do you want to get laid?
Oh!
And I said, yeah. I said, yeah. Let me finish up the website I'm on, and I will be right there. You know what I really called to tell you about?
Oh, good. Bert's walking in with a friend now.
Well, turn the radio off. Be a responsible parent.
Off. Right. I have to
be responsible.
Too.
Let's talk about your drooling last night. Let's talk about that drool problem.
I know it.
Drooling on the pillow like Homer?
No. Yeah, but not on a pillow. Last night.
I ain't wearing a pillow.
We were watching the Ellen DeGenital show.
Yeah.
Boring show.
Drooling over Ellen.
And we were... We were nestled together in a chair, that thing where she like had her head like in my armpit, and she had gone to sleep, and suddenly I realized that I was feeling a real dampness in my armpit area, and I pushed her leg, I go, oh, look what you did!
Drool!
And I mean, I had a river of my wife's spit. I had to go up and change my shirt last night.
They were liquid kisses. That's the way you should be. I don't know why I was so tired, but have you... You know how when you get so tired that you know that you know it and you don't care?
Yeah, you know you're drooling?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I know that. I've been there. That happens to me every other day.
Well, I'd only had one glass of wine, though.
Hey, listen, do you think there's any way you and I could ever make love while listening to this? Mr. Mike O'Mara.
I want to do it again.
Ooh, the shock babe.
You know something?
Has such
you know how Frank Sinatra updates his classics?
Yeah. Maybe you could do, I was just listening to the Frank Sinatra duets album.
Oh, I love that album.
Maybe you could get local celebrities to sing duets with you, Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's something I'm doing with Bob Ryan.
Mike O'Mara and Marty Bass. Mike O'Mara and Rennie Knott.
Sing your favorite
duets.
the greatest duets.
This is a classic. I'll give you that. All right, listen, you've gone now from hating this to suddenly loving this, so that's my cue to turn it off.
But I'll tell you something. I can make it better.
Okay, well, please do.
Look forward to it.
I got several committed to memory witchcraft, going to do that one, and, you know, just going to put them all together on a nice family album.
I'd buy the album.
Well, you let me know when you're ready for an accompanist.
Yeah, you can actually play the Tinkle the Ivories.
Oh, that would be heaven, you and my wife making a record together.
Wouldn't that be great for you and I go down here in Washington, D.C. to Blues Alley?
My specialty are hymns. I'm really good at the hymnal.
Oh, the hymns.
Right.
I know you thought she said my specialty is hands.
That's what I thought she said.
Right. No, hymns. So when you want to do your like Elvis had his gospel album, when you're ready for that.
Amazing Grace.
Oh, my Peter. my boy. Well, listen, I think I'll keep you around.
All right.
I think I'll keep you around.
Yes, thank you.
Kind of love you.
I love you, too.
All right, see you later. Don't drool on me.
All right, goodbye.
All right, bye-bye.
You know, boy, I tell you, it would be the greatest thrill, though. You and your wife are sitting there. You got a fire going in the fireplace, and it's a Saturday night, and you're feeling romantic. So, you know something? This needs just one more thing. Yeah. Let's put a Mike O'Mara record on.
Shut up! Hello, Don and Mike Show. And that's what it would be. It would be a record. It wouldn't be
a CD.
Would
be me
the cassette.
Also by a fire. That would be the album cover. Me also by a fire in a sweater. In a sensible sweater.
Mike O'Mara's album, Pull My Finger.
And just me with my finger up in the air, like thrusting it out at you. There you go.
Hello.
Nice sensible
sweater. Hey,
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, is this me?
Yes, hello, my friend.
Hey, man, how's it going? I got a question for you.
Yeah, buddy.
You were talking about your wife's decorator's hat the other day.
Listen, it would not be a good idea to continue talking about that Valero
hat.
Hey, I just
got a quick question, please.
Yes.
Does it look like Little Debbie's hat?
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Another one of those nasty Little
Debbie.
Debbie.
Hey, man, I got an impression for you.
Where are you calling from?
Sling Blade. Can I do a Sling Blade impression?
Yeah, a lot of guys have called with Sling Blade impressions.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Oh,
only you could say that word on the radio.
Thank you, my friend. We'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All that aside, I've never been a big fan of debt.
Debt can be an asset. Debt tightens a company.
Does wonders for the sphincter, too.
The Don and Mike Show.
If you loan us some laughs, we'll pay you back with interest. The Don and Mike Show.
From his swinging pad, here he is, Guy Birdley.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hey! We're talking to you in your bedroom.
That's the sound of Buzz Burbank, who will be broadcasting. Oh, and I hear a 2-second delay and skip there. He'll be from his bedroom, I believe.
Is that going on in the air, that little skip that we hear?
For the next 6 months or something like that. Hello?
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Come in. Hello. Do you have headphones on?
I do.
Are they on loud?
No, about medium.
Turn them off for just a second.
Okay. All right.
It's going to take us just a second. Mike and I are
It's not what it is, but...
We're hearing a brief delay. Oh, do you know what it is, Buzz?
Testing 1, 2, 3. Now they're unplugged. The headphones are unplugged.
All right, now.
Which means,
hello.
Of course,
hello.
I can't hear you.
Yeah.
But I don't hear that annoying sound coming.
I'm going to plug them back in.
That's what it was. Your headphones are so loud, deaf boy, that we can actually hear ourselves.
Hello.
You plugged them in just now, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Are you wearing your Richard Simmons suit?
Yes, I am.
The buzz is...
Now, I hear the 1-second delay also, but it's not in my headphones. I hear it at your end.
Oh, blame it on us.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Wait, were you like in the back of the room?
Hold on. Now I just pushed another button. How's that?
How's that?
No, I hear
How's that?
Yeah, it's still a delay there, but it's not the headphones are turned down. I don't think you can hear them.
You know, this is pretty amazing. I'll give our engineers credit.
Yeah.
Just that they got the wire and the string going all the way to Buzz's house.
I think it's a wonderful job they've done to get that all set.
He's broadcasting from his bedroom. Well, listen, we will work through these snafus.
Yeah, I mean, we'll hone it and refine it and talk to Dan. I mean, Dan is the greatest engineer we've ever worked with, and he'll have an answer for this.
Better than Chip Fetro, Mike?
Oh, man, yeah. So, well, maybe a close second.
And here he is to my left and to your right from his bedroom. There's Guy Burbank. How you feeling, Buzz Buddy?
It's great to be alive, and I feel better every day.
Oh, good for you. I know it's been a long haul for you. It must feel pretty cool, though, to have this microphone in your boudoir.
It's pretty exciting. Yes, it is.
Now, you realize that for the next 4 hours, we're going to expect you to give at least the minimum work effort that you would give if you were here.
I will do my best to give my minimum.
That's great. Now, will you be able to monitor the show? You know, the thing is, we'll never know whether you're what you're doing. We won't be able to see you, so you can cheat a little bit.
You could do anything, man.
We'll see. I'm very nervous about this first broadcast, so I'm sitting right here attentively at the main microphone. But
now,
I have other microphones, and you can send me around with those if you want.
Are you sitting at that desk in your bedroom, or are you actually sitting in the bed?
I'm sitting at the desk.
Sitting at the desk. Go in the kitchen. Can you go in the kitchen?
The mic cord won't reach that far. Here's what I can do.
Can you go in the bathroom?
I can go in the bathroom.
Go in the bathroom and describe that picture of your wife and where she's in the shower.
All right, let me get Mike 2 to do that.
All right.
You're listening to Buzz Burbank.
In his bedroom.
As he convalesces.
Recovering from his recent surgery.
And after today, after the newness of this is worn off.
Yes.
Then we'll go back to treating him just like regular old Buzz.
It's kind of fascinating that we've been able to piece together the technology where he's going to be able to, even though, you know, it's standard stuff now to do this for a radio station.
Not standard stuff for us, man.
But it's not for us.
When you're
cool.
As far behind the curve as this show is.
It's very cool that they've actually been able to do this.
This is a major breakthrough. This is like, you know, the speed of sound. This is a major discovery for us today.
Now, I am in the bathroom.
Did I hear a phone going off there?
Why, yes, you did. I'm going to let the answering machine get that.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Which line was it, Buzz? The green phone, or the blue phone, or the red phone?
The red phone had to come out. I only have one line now because the other line had to be taken over for the big broadcast.
Oh, that's cool.
Describe your bathroom.
Okay. It's apartment white, and, you know, it's got the usual stuff. You can hear the great acoustics in here.
Describe it.
And
if you're standing there at the urinal, when you turn your head to the left, what do you see?
Well, we don't actually have a urinal. We have a toilet like most homes.
Right. You know what I meant.
That, next to that, to the left.
I'd love to have a urinal in my home.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
It would be lovely.
We have a framed picture of Marcia washing her hair. We see her through a clear shower curtain, and on the shower curtain is the letter M, as you described on the air last week for Marcia.
Oh, that's
we only
what it
see
is.
Her. We only see her from the shoulders up. And the whole thing is fogged by steam and sprinkles of water on the plastic clear shower curtain.
And, of course, you were the author of that photograph?
Why, yes, I was.
Why, yes, he was.
Way to go, Buzz.
Hey, listen, you bigalute. Just sit there or stand there. Or
in the bathroom?
Or, for God's sakes, lie down if you have to.
Go wherever you have to right now to be the most comfortable.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll just go back to Mike 1 at the desk now.
Okay. Well,
are you able to take the microphone over to the bed if you wish to?
I can take this microphone 2 that I just took to the bathroom. I can take it to the bed.
Well, why don't you go?
I can take it.
Go to bed, Buzz.
I'll go to bed, Buzz.
Okay. All right. I'm getting in bed now.
Go to the bed.
All right. This is me in bed.
I hear. Are those the sheets? Pull the sheets up over
yourself.
They're
satin, Mike.
Are they satin?
They're satin. They're dreamy.
Are they really?
Of course. You know, it's Buzz's bedroom.
I couldn't sleep on satin sheets.
Okay. No, actually, they're not. But you slide right off satin sheets. I've tried those.
Really?
They're dangerous, in fact.
You're going to bed with Buzz Burbank right now. Everybody listening to this show right now.
This is Buzz in his bed.
And remember, you're not just going to bed with Buzz. You're going to bed with everybody that Buzz has ever been to bed with.
Hey, Buzz?
Yeah.
Can you take the, you know, I love that delay, too, when I say, hey, Buzz, and then I hear myself say, hey, Buzz.
Yeah, we got to get that fixed. That's by 7 o'clock tonight, that's going to be driving me crazy.
That'll be nuts. Yeah. Will you be able to, can you, like, take the microphone under the covers and talk to us underneath the covers?
Sure, I can.
Don't
like
strain yourself or anything like that.
No, like when I was a kid, make a tent.
Make a pup tent.
All right, I'm under
I used to know another way to make a pup tent when I was a kid.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, baby.
Okay. All right.
You know what I mean. Boy, oi, oi, oi.
Yeah, we all did.
I'm under the sheets with my big microphone.
Ooh, the acoustics are phenomenal under there.
How does it smell under there, Buzz?
Fresh, actually. Just changed the sheets.
Ooh, fresh sheets.
And Saturday I took my first shower in 2 weeks.
I was just going to ask you that, buddy.
Oh! Thank you.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I'm coming out of the sheets now for air. But, I feel fresh as a daisy. I get to shower every day now, and as many times as I want, so that's great.
And are you hepped up on goofballs now?
Just slightly, yeah.
Oh, that's slightly hepped
up. That's always good.
Still a little pain in the gut, you know, from the big knife.
Well, looking forward to having you back on the show, Buzz.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, we got to do something. It was easier for Houston to talk to the Apollo 13 astronauts than it is for us.
No, there wouldn't be this delay.
Us to talk to Buzz. I'm sure right now the engineers are probably down at Sizzler having lunch. So
yeah, working on a big sandwich.
As soon as they get back, we'll have them work on that. But either way, Buzz, so glad that you're feeling better and so glad that you're back with the show.
Great to be here. Thanks.
Yeah, okay. One last question. Do you ever get a chance to read that material I brought you?
Oh, yes, I did.
What, the porn that you brought him?
Yeah. Yeah, I lived up to the promise where I did bring it. I was kind of sad to say, you know, that you were getting out the day. I was happy that you were getting out, but I would have brought it earlier if I'd known you were going to get out that day that I brought it.
Well, I'm not sure it would have been that useful any earlier, but it was very timely as it was.
Yeah, it was useful for me when John Pop brought something up.
Okay. Buzz, glad you're okay. Just sit there and do what you normally do. You know, except, you know, he can't do what you normally do because I can't look over and see the little faces that you're making.
We have to see his reassuring face.
And a lot of times, Buzz is a pretty good barometer. If we're doing something that's kind of gross, if I look over and I see Buzz is grossed out by it, I know that we're right on track.
Yeah, you smell sulfur.
Yeah.
I'll try to give you some kind of a growl or something.
Did you hear that? Did you just make a noise, Buzz?
Yeah, I was trying to do the Marge Simpson growl and it didn't.
Oh, let's hear it. Okay. Let's hear that again.
Oh.
Hey, listen, don't hurt yourself doing that. I'm serious about that.
Don't strain yourself, please.
I'm fine, thanks.
All right, here's my last question, Buzz.
All right.
If the show today... What?
Nothing, go ahead.
What?
Yes.
If the show today gets so overwhelmingly funny and we can't do anything to control it, like if it's an out-of-control car...
Right.
What should we do for you, Buzz? There should be some kind of emergency cutoff button. Because if Buzz starts to laugh too hard...
Yeah, he'll rip a seam or something.
Right, that big hole in his stomach will open up.
No. Laughter truly is the best medicine, and I can do that now fairly painlessly, especially with the goofballs.
Oh, good. Well,
all right.
You keep eating plenty of those goofballs.
Mm-mm.
All right, well, there's Buzz Burbank. Oh, and Buzz Cuckoo.
Whoa.
Cuckoo.
Whoa.
Cuckoo, how you doing?
Whoa.
Cuckoo.
Now, can you hear that when I play a tape down the phone?
Absolutely. I hear everything but cart one.
Oh, good. All right, gotcha.
All right, well, this is the way it's going to be till Christmas, so we're really looking forward to it.
Hopefully it won't be that long. A few weeks this way, maybe back in the studio for a while, then back at home for a little while, and then back for good.
Oh, very good.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Well, listen, we'll adjust to this. I'm just glad to have Buzzy back on
the show.
I
am, too.
All right, I'm going to turn you down now a second, Buzz.
Fine, I understand.
However, be ready, be aware.
Yeah, just to be sitting tight in that defensive position that Don could turn up that volume control at any moment.
You know,
I think you'll catch me napping. It'll be all right.
As soon as we get past that stuff where we're hearing everything that's said like a half second later, then Buzz's mic can just be wide open the entire show.
Buzz, for your regular fans, can we get just a high and a wow, perhaps?
Well, let me do the good microphone for that.
Well, we got to switch microphones.
Hi. Wow.
He's back, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, that's Buzz. You know what? I'll just leave you down halfway. So if you say anything, I'll hear it, and I'll turn you right back up. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes.
Steve.
Yes, of course.
Steve.
Lexington.
Lexington, Kentucky?
Yes, sir.
I was just talking about that. We are on... What kind of a mixed-up station is this? Lexington 70 station. Magic.
1380.
WMJR, baby.
There you go.
Out in bluegrass country.
There you go. You know where that old Billy Ray's from. And his daddy, it's his daddy, Cletus.
Well, no, I thought he said in the tape it's his brother.
No, it's his daddy.
His daddy's name is Cletus?
His daddy.
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 He said, hello, daddy.
That's what he was talking about.
Look, everybody on the show, Dallas did. Even though they're all grown up, they all still called their dads daddy.
That's right, daddy.
My daddy. Hey,
that's
Jelly.
Daddy.
How you doing, daddy? Daddy, have you passed the Jelly? And a Mr. Clean.
We're making a collection to try to get him some new blue jeans.
Thank you, my friend.
To help him out.
Thank you.
I know he needs some money. And we're going to try to get that haircut, too.
Yeah, it blows my mind that people in Kentucky are exposed to our show. That's got to be like culture shock for you, right?
Well, we know. We wear shoes now.
Congratulations.
All right, thank you.
Foolish of us to ignore that fact.
Help, we'll send you some headache powder.
Goodies.
I'd like to get some of that to give away.
Some headache powder. You want some headache powder because who needs to swallow something when you have a headache?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hello.
This is Ann calling from Clemson.
Hi, Ann.
Somebody gave you the wrong information.
About what?
Jeff Gordon. He is not a good-looking man.
Oh, boy, we got another Jeff Gordon hater. Look, you have tapped into that.
Even women hate Jeff Gordon.
Oh, wow. He's just a little tweeb.
Now, why do you hate him so much? And really explain why.
I just don't like the way he came into NASCAR thinking he was Mr. It.
Well, the way he drives cars, isn't he Mr. It?
No.
I mean, he's been very successful.
Doesn't he win, like, all the races?
Not all.
Doesn't he win a lot of the races?
His part for being new, I guess. I just don't like his personality and the way he holds.
Why do people hate him so much?
I think I can tap into it. I think down there where they have the headache powder, they don't dig these people coming in and being new. They fear change.
Yeah, maybe.
And you got Kyle.
All I know is
Teddy.
Glad that they got a pretty man on there.
No, Terry Labonte's the pretty man.
Terry Labonte? Who's that?
I mean, Terry Labonte, he almost won the Daytona 500. Mm-hmm. He was crawling right up there on Dale Earnhardt's buttock.
What's his car? You got to tell me what his car is.
Kellogg's? Huh?
That's a cool car. That's a cornflakes car. Right. Yeah,
it's the green car. Isn't Terry Labonte? He was driving the green car in the Daytona 500.
No, the cornflakes car is white.
No, it's yellow.
It has the big rooster on it.
Yeah. I remember. Now, hold on a second there. I was watching Daytona, and I could have sworn that Terry Labonte was driving a green car, and they were talking about him and Jeff Gordon coming up on Dale Earnhardt.
And Jeff Gordon's got, like, a car that's all kinds of colors.
Yeah, pretty colors.
Looks like Skittles.
Yeah, there you go.
Like Skittles, yes.
He's got a pretty car, but so does Ricky Rudd, the Tide.
Ricky Rudd.
Let's all just take a second and think how little I really care about NASCAR. All right? Hello? Don and Mike, I'm one of those guys, I watch it if someone crashes.
I like it when there's short races, and really for a NASCAR, a short little sprint, like 25 laps, then it's fun to watch because there's a lot that happens. But other than that, it's like, roundy.
I'm not a diehard fan, but I do watch when they crash. Yeah. If I'm flipping by and they got the caution flag out, I stay there.
And you're a lucky viewer, so you tend to catch those.
Yeah, right.
It's the magic that he has. It's that gift. It's the same reason he watches the LA TV stations and sees the chase immediately when it's happening live.
I'm so upset when I miss something good. You know what I have to do? I take my headache powder. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
A couple reasons why the fans hate Jeff Gordon is back in the 80s, everybody hated Dale Earnhardt because he won a lot.
But Dale Earnhardt wasn't nearly as pretty as Jeff Gordon.
Yeah, that's right. But Jeff Gordon has done a lot for the sport, but more importantly, the fans don't feel as close to Jeff Gordon as they do the good old boys who you can get up close to and talk with.
I don't know anything about NASCAR, but I'm positive that those... Even the old-time boys, they're no friend of the fans. Hey, between Dale Earnhardt...
That's the one thing about the sport that a lot of people don't understand is that those drivers are very accessible and they understand...
I bet. Hey, between Dale Earnhardt...
My God, you are living in a fantasy world.
I've been on the inside, I know. I'm speaking the truth.
Really?
Yes,
who was the race car driver who brought you into his inner circle?
Well, I did public relations for a team on the Busch North series.
You worked for the guy, Busch.
Nice,
Busch.
Between Jeff Gordon and Dale Earnhardt, who do you think takes more headache powder?
Dale Earnhardt.
Oh, yeah, he's been around a lot longer. He probably had more aches and pains.
Don Mike.
Hey, Don, it's Sherry.
Hello, Sherry.
The reason you have the powder form is because you put it in your mouth, on your tongue, and it goes immediately to your bloodstream.
That's it.
Versus a tablet.
A tablet, which, how long does the tablet take to... Your stomach is full of acid that as soon as it hits your stomach will disintegrate.
But, well, first of all, I think we should call it what it is. We should call it a pill, not a tablet. It's a pill. And you have to swallow a pill when powder simply goes on your tongue and gets into your bloodstream. Quick, that's why Goodies is better than any kind of, pill.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Don, how are you?
Fine.
Good to talk to you. Hey, listen, you guys are talking about Gordon and Earnhardt. The guy you really need to talk about in NASCAR is Dick Trickle.
Right. I already mentioned Dick Trickle.
I already mentioned it. He's a big joke on ESPN. They goof on him all the time.
Dick Trickle. I mean, how can you argue with a name like that? Dick Trickle.
Just because they like saying his name.
Sure.
You know, because of what it makes you think about.
Dick Trickle.
Hello.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello?
Don and Mike.
Hey, yeah, I'd just like to say that I think Jeff Gordon's very dreamy with his big one eyebrow.
You know something? I believe we have at least indicated right now the popularity
for him
of NASCAR. So people really are, there are a lot of people that are into NASCAR.
Mm-hmm. You know, if you go to the beach at the right place, you could see more doofuses wearing NASCAR clothes than you see doofuses wearing, like, football clothes or basketball jerseys.
There's a whole place out near where I live where you can get all sorts of NASCAR supplies.
I'm not surprised. Hello?
You can get garbage bags.
Is that on your street?
No, it's not on my street, but thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi there.
If you want to buy Goody's powder, you can buy Goody's powder anywhere. CVS Pharmacy right there in Northern Virginia.
I think we ought to buy a bushel of it.
Okay, all right. Well, I know this should buy some goddamn commercials after I talked about it so much today.
We can give away Goody's headache powder and have people put peanuts in their Coke.
That stuff's great, actually, because it's full of caffeine. And it's...
Oh, my God, she's had a stroke.
Works in 5-1. Hello.
Overdose.
Imagine that.
Hello.
It's so powerful. I take it every day, and we...
Yeah.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'd like to lend my theory of the hatred for Jeff Gordon.
Now, listen, the more... I've got a theory on this. The more we talk about NASCAR, the more our ratings will go down. I think we've talked about NASCAR enough. I think we've isolated everybody hates Jeff Gordon.
Good insight here. I'm not even a NASCAR fan.
You think that's true even in Greenville?
Mike, I got to think about the greater good.
I'll get you.
I got to think about all the northern stations, all the western stations.
Yeah.
Stations in the heartland.
Yeah, you're right about that. They don't have a lot of NASCAR there, but Greenville will do well.
Hello.
Yeah.
All right. Last, you have the last word on this subject.
Last word is that people of the redneck genre do not like anybody that looks like a preppy. They don't identify with it. They think back to the high school days. There were preppies, there were rednecks, and they don't mix.
All right, I believe that perhaps you really have hit the nail on the head.
I think that might be accurate.
Thank you.
No problem.
Excuse me, that would be accurate.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Hang up now. Come on, hang up now.
Wow. But you like to watch the NASCAR, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Mainly the crashes. Yeah. Turns me on. Hello. It's like that movie where those people just drove around looking for car crashes and then they had like crazy sex.
Crash.
That was the name of the movie.
I haven't seen that movie
either. I saw it.
Is that worth watching?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's weird, man. But like they crashed the car themselves then.
Really?
When they can't get enough of watching other people, they set up crashes. And after that, they actually like run into people on purpose. And then when they're like he's pulling her out of the car and she's all bloody and stuff, and he just starts... going at her like that.
Oh, my God.
Like that guy who's doing that woman on the sink up in Pennsylvania. Hello? Hello, Donna Mike.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm a Jeff Gordon fan.
And
I thought one of us had to weigh in at some point.
I thought we might have an auto Annie on there.
Yeah. You thinking about his nice stick shift?
He's a really good-looking guy, and the women love him, and he wins all the races, and he's got a lot of money. I mean, what's not to love? And I think his wife is a dog, you know.
All right. Well, meow, meow, and thank you.
Bye. All right, goodbye.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Goodbye. Buzz, I think you're the Jeff Gordon of this show.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
You're the prettiest on this show. There's no doubt about that.
And the most hated in the South.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yes, this is changing the subject a little bit. I'm a first-time caller.
Yeah.
And checking to see... During your trip to intercourse, you were talking about what your spouse looked like, which celebrity. And I was checking to see. I can't decide what my wife, who my wife looks like. And
why don't you send us some pictures then?
Yeah, I want to send in a picture and see if you guys could tell me.
Send us nudes though.
Yes, from the waist up at least.
Okay.
Topless.
Okay.
And if possible, in the kitchen. Do you have a refrigerator?
Well, I do have a refrigerator.
Get her to do something with the ice cubes.
Excellent.
Well, I've got some other interesting food items in here. We'll have to talk her into it.
Yeah, sure. Take some pictures and send them in, and we would be glad to. We will rate her on a 1 to 10 numerical scale.
We'll do it for you as a public service.
On a 1 to 10, huh?
Yeah.
We've got some pasta salad in here. That could be interesting.
Well, don't, you know, don't mess it up too much. Simply the ice cubes would suffice.
Okay.
Okay?
Great, thanks.
All right, send us the picture.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, no need for that pasta salad. Remember, you're going for a good grade.
Bye-bye.
Smashing baby.
All right, we got to do a break, and we'll be right back. Sorry, we're out of time.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.